Will, you're not just cleaning out your home, you're transforming lives and communities. Please donate today. Visit dcgoodwill.org for a donation center near you.
Sunny today, nice and warm, highs near 80.
This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Having trouble sleeping? Visit Mattress Firm during the Upgrade Your Sleep sale. Their sleep experts will help find your perfect bed from a premium selection of top brands. They make sleep easy.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
Live from the Charleston Alexander Diamond Importer Studio, the Diamond Engagement Ring Experts, wherethediamondsare.com. DC 101, DC's alternative rock.
Oop, hold on. I just hit a button that I shouldn't have.
Line.
Oh, my God.
No. It's not coffee. It's coffee soup.
What do you got going on in there?
You know.
No, I really don't.
Something fun.
Really putting the gloves
just
on.
To play with.
What did you get?
Got a gun.
The hell?
Got a gun.
That other male is Tyler.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
I've never heard this before. Did it beep?
I don't know.
Your phone doesn't ring immediately. Instead, it'll show you a transcript of the conversation.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I died.
What?
You're breaking news.
Hold on one second.
Huh? Oh, I wouldn't do that if I were you, dude.
No, it's very important. Jen's coming in with something.
Oh, my God. He's standing up.
There we go.
The omelets are done.
And go.
Francine has been found.
Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
I'll send Diane a few pictures of me exploring.
Not talking about this.
Nature.
Birds.
And look what I came upon.
Dude!
The monsters are chipping to the cradle.
Don't call me what you normally do. You're on the radio.
Okay, Elliot, I'm in a scene, but that's fine.
Are we cool if somebody lives in the house for 5 months?
How many years is that?
Can you please zip up your pants? Woman you were just talking to is a
hook. Did you see that?
Yanked off the air yesterday following some questionable remarks.
Big deal. I said dude to a caller.
That's how it talks.
You know what that is? Real talk. I have an idea, journalist. You talk to somebody that may have potentially killed somebody.
You tend to repeat yourself sometimes.
I am speaking!
Siegel often draws his audience at the expense of others.
R.I.P. Lucy.
And Tyler's been up this way.
Sir, please. I am involved.
How you doing, Elliot?
I am better than you.
Hi, this is
it's Carlo.
Mandatory disclaimer, this isn't legal advice.
He still owes you $400?
The biggest jackass in the world. You know that?
I feel like I should call you doctor or something like that.
Dr. Corcoran would be great. Thank you.
What's going on?
Take a drink. Don't spill.
Bobby, I'm not, but what's going on here?
Sorry, I've got phlegm.
I could spray some white lithium at you.
I was 160 over 105.
Damn.
Beat the laser.
Oh.
Yep. Not.
Run that again.
Were they even shocked?
Nobody more than Alan May.
Hockey is a fun sport.
But it's also a
kid. You never got body slammed?
Offer still on the table.
Get these hands. Shoehorns a millionaire. Wild one night only. Elliot in the round. Vegas weekend. Are you serious?
Swear to God.
I ended up peeing my pants.
The Germantown pisser.
It's like duty to me.
I would say it's a cleanse, not a detox.
Hashtag 1212.
Was it the pig butt one?
D-I-A-R-R-A-G-A.
I am the mayor of Brainerd, Minnesota. Diarrhea and all.
We should win a Peabody.
What just happened?
I can't no more.
It's like dead.
EITM has been canceled by AI.
And yet Buddy Reiser admits...
I'm dating a chatbot.
It's over.
Don't you forget about it.
Elliot in the Morning. You ever heard of Elliot in the Morning?
Oh, shoot. I forget.
Haven't? Okay.
Elliot in the Morning. Your phone number for everything. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468. Hello.
Class. Good morning.
Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Good, good, good. You have a good night?
Trying to get tax crap together.
The
pain in the ass.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
Why?
Because
we don't have to pay.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. No, you're busy. You had things going on. When are taxes due?
The 15th of April, typically.
Wait, Wednesday? No. But doesn't it move sometimes?
If it falls on Emancipation Day, but I don't think that's the case this year.
Oh, never mind. Well, then you better get them done. You better get them done. The just do a 1040 easy. You're good to go.
Can I throw these away?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why does that bother you?
Didn't Thrasher bring these in, or no?
David Goss brought them in.
Oh, David Goss brought them in, and that was...
Mardi Gras.
Right.
Yeah.
They're stale.
Have you had any?
Didn't Elliot have one yesterday?
Yes.
No, I had two
And
yesterday.
I even said, aren't those stale by now?
Yeah.
But they're good. I like Ritz.
Okay.
Christian, will you do me a favor real quick? Outside the office down the hall, you'll notice a shelf is sitting outside the office.
We noticed.
You can't miss it. Would you run and grab that for me, please? Yes, if you don't mind.
Bring that from home, or is that from here?
Oh, you bet I brought that from home. You bet I brought that from home. Did you see it this morning?
I did, but I couldn't remember if that was there yesterday, and I didn't want to seem like I was oblivious. So I just walked by and was like, well, all right. I thought it was a mantle.
That's what it looks like.
Oh. Yeah, it is.
You called it a shelf like it was a single piece.
It is. How much, if you had to guess, what does that weigh?
Maybe a couple pounds. It's not very heavy.
I mean, she's got it with one hand.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Tyler, pick that up. What does that weigh?
It won't hurt your frozen
shoulder.
Don't
put it across the board.
I'm not trying to lift it up on my head. Okay. It's not a couple pounds.
About 10 pounds?
I would say 10.
No way.
Yeah, I think it is.
It's definitely 10 pounds.
Maybe 5.
Because I use a 10-pound dumbbell.
Right.
Swole.
Well, you know I have 10 and 15. I'm thinking of going 20.
But you're not using the 15s.
Well, when they call for light and medium weights, I switch back and forth.
Oh, okay. That's about 10.
Could be closer to 15.
Think that's 15? Kristen, it's not 2 or 3 pounds.
It feels very light.
So anyway, at the
mind the allergies.
Wait, what's wrong?
A little dusty on this side.
Okay. Well, who dusts that? Who dusts that? So anyway, I had a Final Destination moment yesterday. So I'm sitting at the desk at my house, right? Mm-hmm. So I have a little desk set up, and it's not a stool. It's like a regular size chair, right? So you're sitting a little lower is my point.
Right.
So anyway, on the wall behind me, that thing is up on the wall,
mm-hmm.
right? And there's all kinds of, I don't want to say all kinds of stuff, but there's like tchotchkes and crap that sit on there. Like that, you know, like stuff nobody cares about.
Diane, note that for next Christmas.
No, but like my favorite bobblehead was on that.
You made it so much worse.
There was there were some coins and stuff that were on there. Like there was like a crystal thing that I had been presented at some point, which is a heavy glass thing, right? And then there were like military coins and stuff that I've been given over the years, and stuff that are just sitting on there. A couple of pucks that are meaningful were on there. So like the whole thing is lined up, right? So I'm sitting there just doing some typing. I'm not thinking anything of it. It sounds like there's a bug flying around in the office, like hitting the wall, you know, like that's wings or something hitting the wall. So I'm looking around. I'm like, I don't even know what that is. That's a weird noise. Next thing I know, Diane, that thing came crashing down. It missed my head by 4 inches.
And it was right behind you.
Yeah, it was on a wall, probably 1.5 feet above, 2 feet above where my head is. That thing missed my head by 4 inches.
How long ago was that hung? And was it hung
8 years ago?
Was it hung properly? It
hung for 8 years, so I would say, it hung properly. That thing missed my head by 4 inches.
Grateful to be with you this morning.
Thank you. Don't you?
Can I ask the obvious question?
Well, don't you think that would have dinged my head up?
Why is it here?
I brought it in.
Why?
Oh, as because show and tell.
Take a photo.
I didn't want to. I had to throw it out anyway.
Oh, you're using the dumpster?
After we're done, I'll walk it downstairs. You realize that thing almost hit me in the head.
Yeah, that would have killed you.
I don't know if it would have killed me. I definitely
like knocked you out.
I thought that. I thought knocked out. I also thought stitches.
How are the items?
Yeah. Oh, they're all broken.
Uh-huh. Everything?
Yeah, my Luke Robitaille Stanley Cup winning bobblehead, gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the crystal thing that I was presented.
Shattered.
Gone. The military coins I still have, cut on the bottom of my foot from the glass, still there. The like the pucks and stuff, they're fine. But yeah, and you could see it's a little dusty on there. Like, so you could see there was stuff. How about that thing would have clipped me in the head?
It's very scary.
Yeah, that's I cheated death yesterday. I cheated death. That could have easily stitches, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, easily stitches.
Oh my goodness. And it's also when I was gripping it, like there's some
dust.
Yes. But some of the edges.
Oh, that's because it broke.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but the corners are sharp.
Yeah, well.
So that happened when it fell.
Yeah.
Because okay, I think I have a splinter in my palm.
Probably. I had one when I carried it in this morning. Yeah, that broke when it fell.
Okay.
Yeah, that broke when it fell. But that would have broke on my head. Imagine that thing falling 2 feet onto your head. Yeah, that would have knocked me out. I screamed, God damn it. Louder than I've yelled in a long time. Jackie came running downstairs. She had no idea what was going on.
She just heard the crash.
Well, the crash and me yelling, God damn it. Mm-hmm. And so she came running down. Dogs ran the other direction. But yeah, how about that? How about that thing? I cheated death yesterday.
You really did.
Don't you agree?
Okay, you're right. Maybe we are exaggerating with death, but you would have gotten really hurt.
Yeah, like all I could think of after I started picking stuff up, I would have been going to Vegas with big stitches in my head and a shaved head. They got to shave your head when you...
Isn't that what you're maybe doing anyway because of the dermatologist?
Well, they won't shave my head.
No, but you're having stitches in your face.
Oh, I have to call them. Here's the other thing I decide. What? What?
You're not going to make that appointment.
Yes, I am. So what day? So I have to call on St. Patrick's Day.
The 17th.
Tuesday, right? Yeah. And you could still feel it. And she was like, if you can still feel the thing on the side of your nose. And now it makes me sound like I'm like a witch with a goiter. If you could still feel it, which I do, she was like, call on the 17th. But I think what I'll do is I'll call on the 17th and she'll go, let's get that in here. I'll cut it out. But I'll do it after we get back from Vegas.
Okay.
Like, it's not going to go. Where's it going to go for 5 days?
Right in the sun.
She ain't lying.
Has anybody checked the forecast for Vegas for the weekend we're there? Tyler did. I didn't. Tyler looked. It's still a long ways away. It's still a long ways away. What is the temperature today in Vegas? The high?
78.
Yeah. It's warmer here today than it is in Vegas.
Yeah, record highs in Richmond, 84 today, 85 tomorrow, and then flurries on Thursday. Yeah.
They're not getting flurries.
Yeah, they are.
The roads are too warm.
I didn't say accumulation.
That doesn't have anything to do with it. It can snow and not accumulate.
Okay, but then what? Then who cares? That's pollen
falling. It's conversational. Anyway, Vegas.
What is the temperature the weekend we're in Vegas?
The highs on – I checked last night. Maybe Diane sees an updated number. The highs on Friday, Saturday are 97, 97.
Yep.
F me. There's no way.
Yes.
97? Mm-hmm. That's way too hot. That's a heat wave in Vegas.
We'll have to take like portable fans. You ever see those that go around your neck?
I ain't wearing that.
Come on, they spray water that too.
Yeah.
No, but oh,
you'll just be damp.
No,
the whole
weekend. No. But you know what you guys don't know? Because how was it last year when we went?
It was nice.
It was beautiful.
It wasn't hot at all.
It was beautiful. But you guys have never been to Vegas in the dead of summer. In the dead of summer, they have misters that are up all
on
over the
strip? The
place.
Will they be set up in March?
Probably not.
Yeah. So no, you won't experience that again either.
The walk between casinos is going to be a little bit warm. There's a lot of concrete. So, yeah, that walk will be a little bit – that could be a little bit dicey.
But this is where you need to –
but it's also 10 days away. It could be 80.
You're lucky to be able to do that.
I could have been dead.
Yes.
Yeah, there could have been – you guys could have gotten in today and been like, where's Elliot? And nobody would know.
Well, we would have called your house.
I can't answer the phone if I'm dead.
Well, your wife.
Jackie would have answered. Jackie would have answered.
She probably would have known you died and told us. Although there was that one weird morning where we didn't get an update when you had bad vertigo. And we were like, should we do the show today?
No, didn't Jackie call?
No. Mm-mm.
Or wasn't there a text chain and for whatever reason you got left off of one of them?
Yeah.
That happened too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was Elliot's son's girlfriend.
That's
right. She mistakenly added your son's girlfriend.
That's right.
To the group chat.
I remember there was once we finally got a hold of her in like the 5 o'clock hour.
Who, Jackie?
And she was like, he can't do the show today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll talk to her when I get home. She's got to make that call earlier.
No, she didn't make the call. We called.
No, but that's what she's got to get up. And I mean, God forbid it's a job.
It was scary, but nothing as scary as what could have happened.
Honestly, this is a movie. This is a movie. That thing donks me on the head. Oh, what if I'm like, what was her name? Was it? I know you don't like when I touch you.
Again, it's more of the lingering these days.
Well, no. Who was the woman? Sue?
Meck.
Sue Meck, when the ceiling fan bumped her on the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, I could have had amnesia.
Amnesia. South Rock Superstars, Amnesia.
What was her big song?
Ambrosia.
I know.
You're the biggest part of me.
You're the biggest. Also, Diane's favorite salad. Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Oh, if I had amnesia?
But you didn't know. And it wasn't that your car was missing this morning. You were here, but upstairs was missing.
But how would you get me out of amnesia? What have I taught you over all these years?
Hit you on the head again.
Slam it right back over my head and I'm back.
Oh, my goodness.
I cheated death.
Now your story sucks. It would have been so much better if you had, like, a foreign accent.
I partially agree with that.
You could use all your slang from Australia if it was Australian.
Oh, wait, I'm not here to F flies.
Spiders.
Spiders.
Whoa. Kristen's been practicing.
Oh, she Duolingoed up Australia. No, but that could have been. What if I would have gotten here and been like, who are you people? I don't even know who any of you are. Like, I don't want the accent. I'd rather just have amnesia than foreign accent syndrome. Like, that I don't. Although, that would be fun. That would be fun.
We should start taping the show the day before.
I'd be all like, hey, buenos dias. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, God, it'd be like...
Oh, that would be awesome.
He's not a being offensive. It is offensive, but he's not meaning
trying
it.
To be. Not, I got him bonked on the head. Anyway, I cheated death. I cheated death today. Very excited. All right, let's do this. Oh, by the way, you know what today is?
March 10th.
Which is?
Oh, Mario Day.
Did anybody know that until yesterday?
We've talked about that before.
Oh, we have?
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember. Oh, I must have lost that memory when I took that shelf to the head.
I think it's all the dust.
A lot of dust on there. I got to yell at Jackie. God forbid you get up there and wipe it. Maybe it was the added dust, the weight that pulled it down. All right, quick break. We'll come back. We have a ton of stuff that we got to get through today. So give me a quick break. We'll come back. We'll lay everything out for you next.
What happens in Vegas welcomes you right back. Elliot in the Mornings, Vegas Weekend 26. Join EITM and BetMGM for some world-class entertainment in the capital of just that. We're giving away two trips each day, no qualifiers. Everyone who wins cash with hundreds a day is Vegas bound. Accommodations for two plus a welcome party at Aria Resort and Casino. Passes to Hoops and Hops, the ultimate college basketball viewing experience at the Cosmopolitan. And tickets for Sammy Hagar's The Best of All Worlds Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Listen around 7:30 and 9 o'clock every a.m. for everything you never expected. Free to enter. Must be 21. Cannot be self-excluded or banned. Can't drive 55? Well, that's okay, because it's a flyaway. EITM and BetMGM. Vegas Weekend 26. Make it legendary. For complete rules and more, visit facebook.com/EITM online. Elliot in the Morning.
Sunny today, nice and warm, highs near 80.
This report is sponsored by WeatherBug.
Get the fastest local alerts and accurate 24/7 forecasts with WeatherBug. It's easy to use and provides real-time customizable alerts, so the weather never takes you by surprise. Plan every day with confidence. Download the free WeatherBug app from the App Store now.
This week at Giant, enjoy fresh deals on weekday favorites. Get family-sized chicken breasts, only $2.79 a pound. 3-pound bag of mandarins, only $3.99. Don't forget to clip your digital coupons for more savings, like corned beef brisket, only $2.99 a pound, and 85% lean ground beef for just $4.99 a pound. Fresh deals on weekday favorites this week at Giant. Clip your digital coupons and enjoy these deals in-store or online at Giant. Giant, this is home.
Oh, how's that flu, babe? Did you take DayQuil Intense Flu yet?
Nah, I got this. Okay, I don't got this.
You stay on the couch, and I'll grab the DayQuil.
Undo your flu symptoms with DayQuil Intense Flu. DayQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms.
I'm ready for that to-do list.
Wow, you do got this.
DayQuil Intense Flu, the daytime coughing, aching, fever, under your flu, medicine. Use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
It's Mike Jones here. When spring comes, it's all about a fresh start. And if you're ready to upgrade your ride, you should start by selling your used car to GiveMeTheVIN.com. Because with GiveMeTheVIN.com, they're buying your car, truck, SUV, whatever you have, and giving you the best cash offer possible in about a minute after you put in your VIN number and upload a few pics. With GiveMeTheVIN.com, it's super easy to make your fresh start happen.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can.
Hey there, I'm Tom, founder of Culture Pop Soda.
And I'm Naomi from marketing.
So what makes Culture Pop so special, Naomi?
It's the perfect drink. We use fruit juice.
Culture Pop Soda is made with organic fruit juice. People used to actually make soda with fruit juice and herbs and spices and ingredients that you could find in your kitchen. And we're doing it all over again. Naomi, tell them about our colorful cans.
We have a can probably in every color you could think of. It's a big fruit on the front. How many flavors do we have?
I don't even know anymore. I love the orange mango.
My favorite flavor is black cherry.
We make a strawberry rhubarb soda. Grab a can of Culture Pop.
Turn the can around and read it.
Spin it around the back the other way. Yep, there's the ingredients.
It's not like any other soda. It's delicious, refreshing, not too sweet.
Jinx.
My entire purpose in life is telling as many people as possible what Culture Pop is.
That's why we have you on the radio. Culture Pop tastes real. Most of the stuff grows on trees.
Does soda grow on trees?
If soda grew on trees,
it'd be Culture Pop.
So go grab a Culture Pop soda at a store near you.
You'll use the radio in your car more than anything else. When buying a new car, make sure the AM/FM is simple, clear, and convenient.
We all know someone who would do anything to avoid home repairs. They say, I can probably do that, and you know, they probably shouldn't. Or they hire a handyman who isn't so handy after all. That's where Crop Metcalf comes in. With certified experts and proactive memberships, they make it easy to keep your home happy and healthy with regular maintenance and worry-free repairs. So do every overconfident DIYer or avoidant homeowner you know a favor this year. Tell them to leave it to the experts. Book with Crop Metcalf and save $90 on an HVAC precision tune-up.
Since 1928, Carter Machinery has been your go-to source for Cat equipment, parts, and service across the Mid-Atlantic. Delivering experience you can count on. Carter is your one-stop shop for construction equipment, sales, rentals, parts, and service, backed by service when you say, to keep your job moving. Choose from affordable new and used equipment, plus a large, well-maintained rental fleet with over 30 locations in the region. Help is always close by. Visit CarterMachinery.com today. Let's get to work.
Frederick County, Maryland, the crash southbound on 270 at 85, moved on to the right shoulder. The pace is better now coming off of 15 and I-70, and delays have shifted downstream Urbana into Hyattstown. Fender bender on the outer loop west of Georgia before Connecticut is now on the shoulder, still slow from I-95. DC 295 southbound delays, Burroughs to East Capitol. The inner loop slows 210 to the Wilson Bridge. Southbound lanes of Route 301 reopened in Brandywine after the overnight crash. Northbound volume signal light delays. I'm Beverly Farmer. That's your traffic up to the minute.
This report is sponsored by Capital One.
Capital One is a founding partner of iHeart Women's Sports Network. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase with the Capital One Venture X business card. Big purchasing power means you can spend more and earn more. The Capital One Venture X business card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
DC 101, DC's alternative rock.
Broadcasting on top of the Elliott in the Morning building. WWDC, Washington. This is the EITM Radio Network.
to a lovely lady in Alexandria. I see you die. There's
a new sunrise. God, what a horrible era for music.
Yacht rock.
This is horrible.
I love this.
You like this song?
I love this.
Yeah.
This song goes out to a lovely lady.
This is quintessential yacht rock.
Isn't that like sailing?
Well, that's on there too.
Yeah, no, this is, if Ambrosia, if they were performing in my front yard, I'd go sit out back. Like, zero desire. Zero desire. All right, we got a busy one today. Two more trips up for grabs today to join us in Vegas. Next weekend, not this coming weekend, but next weekend. You know, when it gets into the 90s. Anyway, we'll be heading to Vegas for a fantastic weekend. It's the kickoff of the NCAA tournament with our friends at BetMGM. VIP passes to Hoops and Hops. Great setup to watch the tournament. Free beer, free drinks, free food, and an unbelievable setup to watch the NCAA tournament. We have tickets for you to go see Sammy Hagar. We'll have a nice welcome party. We'll put you up at the Aria. We'll get you flown out there. It will be a great time. 7:30, 9 o'clock, you win cash with Elliot in the Morning's Hundreds a Day. You win your cash, and you win a trip for you and a guest. You don't qualify, you win a trip for you and a guest to join us as we head to Vegas next weekend. Now, early in the show, I have tickets for you to go see Lamb of God. That show comes up next Tuesday night. So give me about 10, 15 minutes. We'll do that. Once we get to dirt towards the end of the show, tickets for you to see Nate Bargatze. Got a couple of shows coming to Capital One Arena, so we will get you into night one. Of course, you can keep up with everything going on. Facebook, X, Instagram, at EITM Online. Hey, can I ask something as we get into news? This will be a news story. Like, I know there's been a ton in the news about, like, delays at TSA and, like, lengthy delays and stuff like that. Why did JetBlue shut down last night? Like, they grounded all JetBlue flights. Was it late last night into early this morning?
Must have been some security issue, yeah.
No.
I thought it was computers.
They said JetBlue asked the FAA to ground all their flights.
Yeah, it was a system outage.
Oh.
It was only 30, 40 minutes.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody's going to the airport and they have a JetBlue flight, are they back up and running?
Should be fine.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah.
That would be good. But I don't know that I've ever seen that the airline requested the FAA to shut everything down.
I can't say this is unprecedented.
I mean, we've seen situations where there's been an outage and things get shut down. But that was weird that it was like, hey, FAA, make us shut everything down. Just very bizarre.
Does that...
I like JetBlue, too. You can watch TV on the plane.
I don't even ever flown JetBlue.
Oh, it's great. They, like, the where did I fly it to? Long Beach. That was the first time I ever flew JetBlue. I've flown JetBlue a couple of times, but they were the... I don't know if they were the first ones. But, yeah, they had, like, DirecTV on the planes. It was awesome. You used to be able to watch baseball the entire trip. It was great. Now, a lot of people have, like, where you can watch TV. But, yeah, they were the first ones. And it was complimentary. Yeah, JetBlue is good.
If you request the ground stop, does that mean that any late departure arrival data doesn't count against you?
Oh, it may. Yeah, maybe it does. Yeah, I mean, that would be a reason. But that would also make me nervous.
The computer systems, like you said, we've seen outages before.
Yeah. Right. Man, listen, computers are nothing more than machines, and machines break down, Diane.
They didn't say the airplanes all stopped.
No. They had no ability to communicate.
Yeah.
Yeah, the power went down. Not the power. You know what I mean. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Diane, let's get into some news, please.
Authorities investigating after a Baltimore City Public Schools employee was found dead yesterday inside Arundel Elementary School. According to authorities, the body of Deborah Tolson, who was a 75-year-old math interventionist at the school, was found yesterday morning. So that's why students were dismissed at 10:15 yesterday as they begin to process this loss.
Can I ask two questions? I mean, first of all, horrible story.
Yeah.
I feel horrible for the lady and her family. Number one, don't they think that she was dead in the school all weekend?
All weekend?
Yeah, think she was there like Friday? Because she was definitely at school Friday.
Oh.
And then they found
her.
Died in a classroom over the weekend.
Yeah.
What time does school start?
I mean, they dismissed at 10:15 yesterday.
That seems late.
It's an elementary school. Are they
an elementary school?
8 o'clock?
No, elementary school. Don't you start at like 7?
No.
6:45 or something like that?
6:45,
no.
8
o'clock hour.
Is it really? But those
It says 8:30. Schools begin instruction 8:30 or 8:45 in Anne Arundel.
Okay. So, but they were there for 2 hours before they went home.
Right.
Ooh, that's rough. And so, like, was somebody just walking by the classroom? Like, tell
they
me kids
released,
didn't go in there.
They haven't released a lot of details. They did
She's
say
75?
Yes. They said no signs of trauma or foul play, but they're obviously waiting for the full autopsy report after Baltimore City Police and city schools got involved.
Yeah. No, that's too bad. That's very sad.
Yeah, because they said she was a very much a beloved member of the school community.
Right. Working as a math interventionist. Yeah, sure. Of course.
Authorities are on the investigation of a teen who was injured in a shooting at a basketball court in Dumfries. Obviously, with the good weather, they said there were about 50 people yesterday playing basketball when a couple of teens got into an argument. This happened at the Potomac Shores Fitness Barn about 5:30 last night. Apparently, witnesses say one pulled out a gun, fired at least 2 shots, hitting the other teen, and then everybody started to run. The shooter then reportedly jumped into a car and sped off.
Gotta be cool. Gotta be lucky to be alive. That's my mantra for today. I almost died last night. I could have been dead. This chair could have been just sitting here empty with bunting or something on it.
Oh.
That's why you gotta be happy to be alive. Gotta be cool today.
So you're done with your monk's mantra?
What's that? I don't even
remember.
Oh, yeah, I do. We are the monks.
No, it was, what was it?
We are the monks.
It was the message that they put out every day before the walk started.
Yeah,
right?
It was like good food, good feet. Let's go get something to eat. I don't know.
Yes, it was a bad grace.
just you got to be cool. You
got
to be happy
good
to be
alive. Food, good meat, good God, let's eat.
Amen. We are the monks. Yeah, no, let's be good.
Do you have the message, Tyler?
Off the top of my head, no. Oh, I thought that was Elliot's that he was unlocking.
We are the monks. Yeah, be cool. You could be dead.
Chesterfield County still working with fire problems. 2 people without a home after an apartment fire that happened yesterday evening about 5 o'clock. Fire and EMS called to Camberwell Road for reports of an apartment fire. It sounds like they were able to put it out relatively quickly, but they are still having to deal with being displaced. And it sounds like the fire was contained to that one specific apartment.
Good.
You have heard the story about 40-year-old Jason Hughes. That was the teacher in Hall County, Georgia, who was confronting some of the students who were TPing his house, unfortunately slipped on a wet roadway and was run over by the kids as they were leaving the scene.
Yeah, we talked about that. We talked
yesterday.
About that yesterday,
yeah.
Where it was like the kids were going out. It was a senior prank. They were going out. They were going to toilet paper the house. He comes out of the house. He starts running down the driveway. He slips. He falls. The teens see him coming out. They get in their car. They speed away, and they run over him. The kids did stop and tried to
render aid to him.
Right, and he ends up dying.
Yeah.
I think it was 5 kids. Mm-hmm. They all got charged.
Yeah. So in the aftermath of this, his family has actually spoken out saying they would like to see the charges dropped against those kids.
They said that the teacher knew those kids were coming.
Yeah, and was laughing
excited.
About it. Yeah.
He was excited that they were coming to get his house as part of the prank, and that he was just going, like, running out there. Well, the kids didn't know that he was all excited and everything. So they got out there. He went running off, and he was telling his wife, who was the one who came forward and was like, look, please drop the charges. Like, my family's life is ruined, right?
Yeah.
It's ruined. Don't ruin 5 families'
the lives of these kids
by going after
it's
them.
It's very admirable.
This is a tragic accident.
Yeah.
It is a horrible mistake. My husband loved these kids.
Yeah.
He knew them. He loved them. He was excited that they were coming to wrap the house.
Yeah.
He knew all about it, was just going to run out there and kind of celebrate with them. Those kids had no idea. They were just taken off.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, when she came out and was like, please, just drop the charges. Don't ruin 5 other families. I'll deal with my family's tragedy.
Yeah.
Don't ruin the 5 others. It's like, wow.
I mean, their lives are already ruined.
Mm-hmm.
They killed somebody.
Yeah.
They killed their teacher, who they liked.
Yeah.
There's that mental toll.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be with them until the day they die.
Absolutely.
Also, heads up today, Virginia's statewide tornado drill is happening later on this morning, set for 9:45 for Severe Weather Awareness Week. This is designed to give residents, businesses, schools, and the local governments the opportunity to practice their tornado safety procedures. So don't be surprised when you hear it. Although they said they're not going to be sending alerts to people's phones.
Right. So this are they just going to sound off the tornado alarms?
Well, you're going to have your required monthly EMS test. EBS test. Sorry.
When we flew back from Vegas last year, didn't we fly back into tornadoes?
Yes.
No, that was Disney.
Oh,
never mind.
Right.
That was Disney for a day.
That was bad, though.
That whole trip was like a tornado.
Remember, one went through my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's right.
Boston lead singer Tommy DiCarlo passing yesterday after a battle with brain cancer. He was 60 years old. He actually joined the band in 2000.
Is this the Home Depot guy?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
It is, right?
He's
Purnell from Journey.
Yeah.
He's just the fan.
Yeah, he joined the band in 2008 after their original singer, Brad Delp, took his own life. He was actually working at Home Depot, had no onstage experience, but guitarist / band leader Tom Schultz hired him after he saw YouTube videos of him.
Yeah, yeah, and he started sending them in. Yeah, so this was the Home Depot guy.
And then the crazy coincidence is DiCarlo died yesterday on March 9th. Delp passed away in 2007 on March 9th.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
And I almost died on March 9th.
Oh. God. You have an uncanny ability.
So you realize if you're going to be doing that all morning, people are going to be concerned because they didn't hear the start of the show.
Yeah, I almost got taken out by a large mantle that almost fell on my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm good. I mean, I'm better than DiCarlo.
So, and Delp.
And both of them. Both of them. Hey, so is Boston, were they still touring?
Yeah, wasn't there sort of like the joke that it was a tribute band.
Well, I mean, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, is this it for Boston?
Meaning, did they find somebody else?
Right. Like, is there somebody working at a Lowe's that's like, I got you. I could do it.
I think this could be it.
This should be it.
I don't know. When was their last show? I don't know. DiCarlo had been sick.
Yeah, he'd been sick for a while.
It's not like he died under a mantle.
Right. Like I almost did yesterday.
Everybody loves Raymond, creator turned foodie Phil Rosenthal is on the move. He has signed a new deal that's going to see his Somebody Feed Phil franchise shifting platforms. So now,
didn't we just talk about him
the other day?
No, but what was it in relationship to?
The people were waiting in line for the restaurant in California.
Oh, that's right. That's his restaurant.
Yeah.
That he recommended.
It was his place.
Named after his like mom and dad or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So now Somebody Feed Phil is going to move to YouTube starting next year. Also, the lotteries have been steadily creeping up because nobody's won Mega Millions in a while. Tonight's drawing is set for $533 million.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I may have to get... Oh, do you know how much we could bet in Vegas?
Yeah.
With 530... Mr. Siegel, right this way.
Powerball, no winner last night. So tomorrow night, that is at $58 million.
Can I make a declaration? If I win tonight... Because, like, all of our winners are, like... They're being flown out there and stuff, but you're flying on regular airplanes. We're flying on a regular airplane. Here's the deal I make. If I win the lottery tonight, the big one, what is it? 500 and something million?
533.
We all fly on a private jet that I'll charter.
Ooh.
Now who's all?
All of our winners and us.
Wow.
Yeah. I will pay for it. We're flying private. Yeah. We're flying like we're the Capitals or something. Yeah. We'll all go on a private jet.
Okay.
If I win, we all go on a private jet.
If you win the jackpot.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, well, if I win $8, I'm not doing that. Again, I'm just happy to be alive.
Commanders signing veteran quarterback Amik Robertson to a 2-year deal that is worth $16 million. Spent the last couple of seasons in Detroit with the Lions. They also signed Odafe Owe to a 4-year, $100 million
deal. That was a big signing yesterday. The whole tampering thing, just call it free agency. Like, I know that you can sign guys and it doesn't become official until, what is it, tomorrow, I think, is the day that everything becomes official. But that Owe signing, mm-hmm. that was big. That's a big one. And then, you mentioned Robertson. Oh, and they're bringing back Marcus Mariota.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes back for a year.
Also looks like Travis Kelce going to be playing in 2026, and he will be doing it by staying in Kansas City. 14th season in the league, all with the Chiefs, and he'll get $12 million for this upcoming season.
And then didn't they signed the Seahawks running back, Kenneth Walker, the MVP of the Super Bowl. So they ended up signing him. Tua, who got released by the Dolphins, he goes to the Falcons.
on a one-year deal. And then the Dolphins turn around and sign Malik Willis from the Green Bay Packers to be their quarterback next year. And then John Harbaugh used to be, obviously, the head coach of the Ravens, now the head coach of the Giants. He went shopping in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. So he went and got Stout and he got Likely. So he ends up signing both of them. It was crazy yesterday trying to keep up with everything going on.
Happy with the results of the Caps game last night?
It's much better than the one against Boston.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you need that. Connor McMichael had a pair of goals. So they beat Calgary last night 7-3.
Well, initially they were up 3-0, right? And then Calgary came back.
Yes. And then, Diana, it matters at the end of the game
what the
score is. So, yeah.
Scoreboard!
I don't know. You don't win it. You don't win it in the second period.
Did Diane have her BetMGM app open?
Are you betting per period now? That a girl. I love it. I love the intensity. So, no, that's a good win. They go on the road for two. Philly, and then I can't remember who they play after Philly. One game at a time. But they go on the road for two, and they're back home this weekend.
Spring training baseball continuing, too. The Nats have the Marlins later this afternoon. The Orioles lost to the Cardinals yesterday, so they have the Astros today. Also, the World Baseball Classic. Team USA beating Team Mexico 5-3 last night.
Thank you, Aaron Judge. Mm-hmm. He went yard last night. Roman Anthony went yard. That was a good game. Once you start getting to this part, that'll be good. They get Italy tonight, which they should just whip their ass tonight against Italy, and they'll make a big deal because Italy has the little espresso machine in their dugout. So that'll be all over TV. But then, yeah, after tonight, then we're into the quarterfinals. Yeah. Like, then we start mattering.
And the Wizards on the road against the Miami Heat tonight. That's a look at news and sports.
Elliot in the morning.
Gold has exploded to over $5,000 an ounce, the highest levels we've ever seen. And that means your old jewelry could be worth serious cash right now. At Charleston Alexander Jewelers, we're paying record prices for your gold and valuables, including broken chains, scrap gold, gold coins, class rings, dental gold, even Rolex watches. If it has value, we want to see it. Our certified jewelers will carefully inspect your gold items, give you a straightforward offer, and Charleston Alexander Jewelers will pay you cash on the spot. When gold moves like this, it doesn't stay there for long. So if you have pocket watches, broken rings, or outdated gold jewelry that you'll never wear again, now is the time to cash it in. Bring your unwanted valuables to DMV's trusted jeweler for over 38 years, Charleston Alexander Jewelers, located on Leesburg Pike in Falls Church, Virginia. For more information, visit wherethediamondsare.com today. That's wherethediamondsare.com. Charleston Alexander Jewelers, DMV's trusted jeweler for over 38 years.
The afternoon adventure sets sail starting at 3 with Mike Jones on DC 101.
It's March 10th, Mario Day. There's actually a connection between Super Mario and Nine Inch Nails. I'll tell you about that at 6 o'clock today with our song of the day on DC 101, The One.
Yes, this is brand new Modest Mouse. Elliot, 866-235-5468. Call me right now. I am going to give you tickets to go see Lamb of God. St. Patrick's Day show next Tuesday night. You'll be at MGM National Harbor. You want to go see Lamb of God? Call me right now. Happy to give you a pair of tickets to go to the show. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468.
Call Elliot in the morning, 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468. Elliot in the morning.
Camouflage is everywhere if you know how to look and listen. Even my
voice could be a disguise, a way of hiding the truth.
camouflage designed to deceive.
A new exhibit at the International Spy Museum lets you explore
a world of disguise and deception that will change how you see
and hear the one you live in. Visit Camouflage, designed to deceive. Open now. Get your tickets at spymuseum.org.
What if my child gets sick while I'm at work?
What if I have to stay late?
What if I'm not feeling well?
Don't let the what-ifs run you in circles. If you carpool, vanpool, or use transit, Commuter Connections will give you 6 free rides home in case of illness, emergencies, or unscheduled overtime, even if you're commuting just a few days a week. Register or renew free for guaranteed ride home at CommuterConnections.org or call 800-745-RIDE. Some restrictions apply.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
I'm worth a lot more.
I'm worth a lot more.
I'm worth more.
You know what? You're right. And we want to pay more at Give Me the VIN, because good cars are worth more, and so are you. For top price, trust, and ease of transaction, GiveMeTheVIN.com, America's best car buyer.
Here it comes. At T-Mobile, get the new Samsung Galaxy S26 Ultra with Galaxy AI. Okay, we don't need the trumpets. We know it's awesome. You even get a 5-year price guarantee. And the best benefits in wireless.
A kazoo?
Pre-order and get the new Galaxy S26 Ultra. Really? Nothing? Did I mention at T-Mobile there's no trade-in needed? Better.
Guarantee excludes taxes and fees. Applies to monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data on the Beyond plan. Benefits vary by plan. May require activation and are based on included perks. Exclusions and details at T-Mobile.com.
Ready to watch your favorite baseball stars play in the WBC? Get in on the action with BetMGM. Sign into your BetMGM account and enjoy a WBC odds boost token to snag even more winnings on your next bet. It's easy. Just log into the BetMGM Sportsbook app, add any WBC bet to your bet slip, and activate your odds boost token. If you win your bet with your token activated, you'll score extra winnings. 3 quick steps and you could be on your way to extra winnings if your next WBC bet hits. The world's greatest ballplayers are about to duke it out on a global stage. Don't miss out on the fun. Add some extra excitement to this year's tournament by signing into your BetMGM account and grabbing your WBC odds boost token today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. D.C., Maryland, and Virginia only. Existing customer offer subject to eligibility requirements. For help in Maryland, can also visit mdgamblinghelp.org in partnership with MGM National Harbor.
Outer loop of the Beltway on the brakes steady from I-95 and 95 South out of Beltsville. The accident, outer loop west of Georgia Avenue over on the shoulder. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, some slowing southbound into Riverdale. 50 westbound delays at 410. DC 295 southbound slows eastern to Pennsylvania Avenue. The inner loop St. Barnabas to the Wilson Bridge. Virginia 95. Northbound brief slowdown in Aquia. Slowest Dale City to Woodbridge. Lorton to Newington. 395 developing a delay right now approaching the 14th Street Bridge. I'm Beverly Farmer. That's your traffic up to the minute.
This report is sponsored by Jiffy Lube.
At Jiffy Lube, our quick, quality 15-minute oil change service means your car will be ready before you know it.
It's already ready?
Really? Now? Ready already?
That's right. Drive into Jiffy Lube today. In and out in a jiffy.
DC's alternative rock. DC 101.
Elliot in the morning.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Morning, guys. Is this me?
Yes, it is. Who are you?
Awesome, man. This is Matt.
Hey, Matt, where are you calling me from, brother?
Call from D.C. Just happy to be alive.
Excellent. Me too, bro. Me too. Cheated it yesterday.
That was a layup.
Hey, Matt, two things. Number one, what'd you end up doing last night?
Had some family in town, fired up the grill now that we're back near the 80s, and just had a good night.
Good for you. Hey, are you, out of curiosity, are you a coffee guy at all?
Drink coffee?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm a coffee guy.
So you drink it, but you're not coffee knowledgeable.
Yeah, I'm no aficionado, but, you know, cream sugar, that's about as far as I go.
All right, but you don't. Okay, that's fine. Perfect, perfect. No problems. Well, listen, I'm going to give you tickets. Tuesday is St. Patrick's Day. Lamb of God has a show at MGM National Harbor. I am going to give you a pair of tickets, and I hope you have a great time at the show.
Heck yeah, that's awesome.
Hey, you got it, dude. Hold tight 1 second for me, please. And then let's go here. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Monica.
Hey, Monica, and where is home for you?
Marshall.
Excellent. And what did you end up doing last night?
Went and bought cleats for my kid and did a soccer meeting.
Oh, ooh, parent meeting. No yelling. Don't scream. They're kids. Let them play. That's fine. That's all good. Good for you. Are you a coffee person?
I drink coffee, but I'm pretty basic. Cream, sugar.
Okay. No, that, and that's fine. That's like, listen, I'm no coffee hoo-ha myself.
Hoo-ha.
I like 7-Eleven. I make coffee here. That is Timmy Hortons. I like Starbucks, but I don't know all the different kinds of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody ever had, it goes by two names, Yemeni coffee, like from Yemen, Yemeni coffee, also known as sand coffee.
Even when I drank coffee.
I've never had it, never heard of it.
Yeah. Tried it in Cleveland.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You had Yemeni coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Is it as good as what they say?
I mean, it was, I'm trying to remember the name of the specific coffee. I pulled up the menu. Mufawar.
Ooh, Diane.
It's like, it's
Diane.
Coffee with cream and cardamom in it.
Right.
So it's got a nice spicy taste to it.
But did they make it as Yemeni sand coffee?
I don't
Well, while you're
see...
doing that, hey, let me, Monica, hold tight 1 second. Let me get some info from you, and please enjoy Lamb of God on Tuesday night, okay?
All right, thank you.
Hey, you got it. Hold tight 1 second. Krista, will you do me a favor? Will you find me anybody that's hip or familiar to Yemeni coffee or sand coffee, please?
Yeah, I found the place I went to. It's called Ibrik Coffee House, Cleveland's only all-day Yemeni coffee house.
How did you end up in there?
We were out walking around Cleveland, like looking at stuff downtown, and walked. I was like, "Oh, what's this?" And we just walked in.
But I've heard of the country Yemen. What is sand coffee?
So, well, that's just how they make it. That's just how they make it.
What does that mean?
Sand coffee?
Stop saying that. Like, people use sand to make coffee regularly.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'd never heard of it.
Mm-mm.
Apparently, there's a big. I don't want to call it a chain, but the kind of the big chain of Yemeni coffee shops is called Haraz, H-A-R-A-Z, Haraz, Harrah's, Haddis, I don't know, Haraz Coffee House. And they have locations, like I looked them up, they have locations on Main Street in Fairfax, Parkhurst Plaza in Ashburn, and on Old Columbia Pike in Burtonsville.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was reading about this joint called Griffin Cafe on Carey Street in Richmond. And they have a second location or a family location in Petersburg. It's also Yemeni coffee sometimes is referred to as kawa. Kawa?
Mm-hmm.
Kawa?
How are you spelling that?
Not kava. Kawa. Q-A-H-W-A.
Wow, I would have been dinged.
Kristen, will you find me somebody who knows Yemeni coffee or kawa? Maybe they know that better as. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468. Okay, why is it called sand coffee?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you. It's coffee that's brewed on sand. That's 300 degrees.
What?
Yes.
In like a sandbox?
I don't know if it's a sandbox as much as, well, yeah, something's got to hold sand. I don't think like in the middle of Griffin Cafe, there's like a big sandbox.
No. I'm talking about just some sort of vessel of sand.
They said it's being made and sold at the new Yemeni Coffee House, Griffin Cafe, on Carey Street. There's also a place called Kawa House on Franklin Street and one by the VCU campus. While Griffin Cafe, I decided to try it, fine. Yemeni sand coffee is an ancient 15th century brewing method that was invented by some tribes or something. The drink was popularized by the...
Who?
Ottoman Turks.
Oh.
To make a cup, beans are ground into almost powder and then mixed with water that's been heated in a sesva, which is buried in hot sand. And the difference is they take this powder. They take this powder. So, like, you know how, like, I have a coffee pot in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the beans. I grind them. Thank you, Swings. I grind the beans, and then they go in the holder, and I pour water in, and the water runs through the ground-up beans,
yeah.
And it goes in. That's like a that's like a drip coffee.
Mm-hmm.
This, the powder is in the cup. It's in the cup.
Yeah.
They add water, and it's in the cup. All that powder, they said when you get to the bottom, hoo dog, caffeine rush.
Mm. Interesting.
Never heard of it. Doesn't it sound like fancy?
Yes, for sure. But if you're telling me there's some national chains popping up.
Oh, they said this thing is taken off.
Yeah.
Like it is big.
Twice this weekend. I almost went back to coffee.
Oh, coffee's great.
Saturday morning, Lindsay. Left early for that dance convention with my daughter, and she brewed a pot at 6 a.m. and filled up like a single travel mug. I'm like, what are we doing? You're just tempting me.
No, you say thank
you. The forbidden fruit. And then I came across another interesting spin on coffee.
Kawa?
Sunday. No, it was like a Salvadoran and Guatemalan coffee. A lot of espresso was mm-hmm. used. In their different drinks, but it was a collaboration down the street with a food truck.
Oh, really?
And they were set up next to Hijos del Maíz. So.
Oh. Oh. Huh? Hijos del Maíz. Huh? No fooling.
You haven't read anything about that truck down the street?
The Hijos del Maíz?
What?
No.
Children of the Corn?
The. No, great movie. Malachi. Malachi. Yeah, no, I haven't.
I went there for tacos.
He who walks behind the road.
Tacos and tortas on...
Tortas.
On Sunday.
Chupas mi pingas. Sí.
But there
that would have been a coffee and tacos is a weird combo.
It was the morning.
Yeah, breakfast taco. Sorry. Tacos in mañana. Malachi.
But Gaithersburg's own, I think they pronounce it...
Give it a shot. Give it a shot. Try to go authentic.
There's an apostrophe in it. Is it Tzikin?
One more time. Medikin?
This one I don't know. It's
right.
I didn't engage with them because I felt bad because I wasn't going to drink coffee. But it was like, oh my God, back to back mornings where like I kind of.
You were tempted.
Really, I missed it. But this too.
By the way, great news for us because Torchy's Tacos is coming in today.
Uh-huh.
I can have Tyler order in the native language.
But Tzikin Cafe.
Tzikin.
Again, just like the sand coffee, it's like, oh my God, I want to try it so badly.
I know, that sounds good,
but
right?
I drink tea.
Because I am, how do you say, los puse?
Well, it was when Lindsay was leaving.
Sorry, las puse.
The morning before when Lindsay was leaving, I even said to her, I was like, if I was getting in the car with you now to drive, the last thing I would want is a to-go container of tea.
No, you'd want coffee.
Yes.
Yeah. I want Yemeni coffee.
Thank God.
I want Yemeni.
They had tea offerings, too.
But they didn't at the pop-up.
Yeah.
And I don't know what Griffin Cafe's full menu is.
Yeah, I don't either. And I wouldn't get tea. If it's a Yemeni coffee's place, why am I getting tea?
Yeah, I want to try the sand beverage.
Well, they had that, and they had all the pastries and stuff. It was good.
I tried pastries. Mm-hmm. But I'm
talking about her Cleveland place.
Yeah, no. I want Griffin Cafe.
So mm-hmm. Did you not see the whole sand performance?
No. It was like a normal coffee place.
Oh, boo on Cleveland. Boo on Cleveland.
There wasn't any big sort of presentation.
I want them cooking my coffee in the sand.
Yeah.
I want that.
Oh, so is this from Griffin, this picture here?
It looks like it, yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's got like, it's in the sand.
Yeah,
they got like you know what it looks like? Well, I can't tell how big it is. Like that thing looks about the size of the mantle that almost killed me last night.
It does.
Yeah, but it's filled with sand, but they heat it up really hot, 300 degrees. And then you make the coffee in there. I want to try it. Where am I going, Kristen?
Yeah, you can't miss this. You walk into this place.
No, but Diane's essentially talking to Starbucks. Hi, Elliot. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Elliot.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Doing great. I know exactly what you're talking about. My parents are Lebanese, and we grew up with that. And it's basically, I guess, the Sam coffee is like a fancy way of making a coffee very similar to that, like at home. But you have to, I think how it goes is it's a very fine ground, almost like an espresso ground.
Right. Well, they say it's like powder. It's like powder.
Right. So it's like coffee that's super, super finely ground. And then they put it in this little, you may have seen them somewhere, like this little round pot with like a long handle. And you just really just you put a couple spoonfuls or whatever that you're going to. The amount that you're going to make into a pot, and then you just kind of boil it. Once you get to a boiling point, you take it off. Then you boil it and take it off. You do that a few times till it, I guess, is just right, and that's it. And yes, it does leave like a fine, almost like a fine,
like a sediment at the bottom, right?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Actually, what some people like to do with fun at the end of that is people would even read. Like you read the tea leaves, they would turn that coffee cup over, let the sediment kind of drip over the sides, and they would kind of read your fortune over it as another little tidbit at the end of the coffee.
Oh, I kind of like that. I mean, I don't know that I buy it, but that's kind of cool. No, I like the experience. I like the experience a lot.
And I know the like the term for it, like you were saying, it's some people call, I guess, just like all Arabic, just different dialects. I grew up with it being called ahwe, like A-H-W-A-H, ahwe, or like what you're saying is like kahwe, with like a Q at the beginning.
Kahwe.
So that's how it's pronounced. And that actual pot is called, it's called a brik, which is B-R-I-K, not brick, but like brik.
Right. Okay. Can I just order a cup? I don't need to know.
The place I went to was Ibrik Coffee.
Ibrik. Yeah. Oh, very good. Very
exactly.
good. All right, dude. I appreciate it.
And actually, there's a lot of restaurants around, I'm sure. I don't know if Lebanese Taverna or something like that. Like most Middle Eastern or Arabic style restaurants would probably have that.
I got to tell you, I've probably been to a handful of Lebanese Tavernas. Like there's one in Westover, the one at the mall and stuff like that. I don't ever remember seeing a sandbox where they're cooking coffee.
Well, no, probably not. I think that is more of like the aesthetics of it all, which is probably really cool. But yeah, they probably just have it over a burner and they're just cooking it up,
gotcha.
You know, in the back or wherever.
Gotcha. Yeah. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. But like that picture at Griffin Cafe, like they got the sand.
Nice.
They got the sand.
So Kristen, you saw this in Turkey? All over the place? And you didn't feel tempted
didn't
to try it?
You didn't know what it was?
Oh.
I'm here in this coffee shop, and they got Turkish coffee. I ain't know what it is.
Now, it does sound
go
like
America.
From you, Elliot, the menu maybe is a little intimidating as well.
It could be, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's where you just got to ask.
You just said, can I just get a cup of coffee?
No, I was doing Kristen. But no, if I walked into a place that had a sandbox and they were doing stuff, first thing out of my mouth would be, well, you speak English? And then it would be like, hey, what's going on there?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Did your husband try it?
No. No.
You just got the $100 bananas? What was that? That stands out. Weren't there expensive fruit options?
Yeah, turkey doesn't have a lot of fruit. Like, that's
Didn't
all imported.
Didn't you tell us that? Where, am I making that up?
No, you spent a lot of money on something.
Pliables?
I don't know. Where am I going, Kristen? Line two, or dose. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who is this?
Hi, my name's Ashley. I'm up in College Park, Maryland.
Yes, ma'am.
So, yeah, you were talking about Yemeni coffee. The last guy explained it all, but kahwa just means coffee in Arabic. And, yeah, it's exactly the same thing as Turkish coffee. So everything that Kristen saw in Turkey, that was essentially Yemeni coffee.
So Turkish coffee and Yemeni, Turkish and Yemeni are the same. The way that they make it, sand coffee, the whole thing, the little sediment, like that fine powder is all the same.
Yeah, the fine powder is all the same. In the rest of the Middle East, they don't typically make it in the sand. That's specifically a Yemeni thing. You could just make it on the stove like an espresso.
I gotcha. But so the Yemeni portion is they do the sand. Like that's the kind of their spin on it.
Right. Yeah, for sure. And historically, that's probably very accurate throughout the Middle East.
They said you need two things.
You can grind things up in it like cardamom. So,
I was going to ask. Like, I can't. Like, is there a grinder that grinds up coffee that fine? Like Swing's Coffee in Old Town. Well, Del Rey.
Yeah,
they gave us during COVID. Mm-hmm. They gave us an industrial grinder, which I still use. The thing's beautiful. I thank them every time I grind coffee.
It's in their different settings.
Yeah, but it's not going to grind it up enough for Turkish coffee. Grind it up enough for Del Rey coffee, but that's about it.
If you have a grinder that can grind espresso, then you have a grinder that can grind Turkish coffee.
Also, don't know if I have a grinder that can grind espresso. I have no idea. I have no clue.
Just put it on the finest grinding setting, and you'll find out.
Yeah.
They say that. Hey, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. You need two things to make Yemeni coffee.
Is this going to be like heart and soul?
No. Oh. Heat and gravity.
Okay.
The gravity will take that sentiment and pull it down so that you're not. Because a lot of people are like, aren't you just spending the whole time feeling like you're like drinking sand?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, because it's so fine that the gravity pulls it down. But the heat makes it good and hot like a cup of coffee.
Corey writes on Facebook that the Haraz opened up a location near him, and it's the best coffees he's ever had.
So he tried it. Well, which one does he go to? I told you, there's one in Fairfax.
30 listed on their website.
Oh, yeah, but those are all over. I was talking about around here.
Oh, but people listen all over.
I know. But the ones around here are Fairfax, Ashburn, and Burtonsville. Did I tell you the weirdest cup of coffee I ever had?
Where?
Interesting setup, but okay.
There was a dude who worked for Menino. I can't remember what country he was from. Somewhere not USA. But he made coffee the way like his ancestors, like his grandparents or great-grandparents made coffee.
Mm-hmm.
He took his sock off and he ground up with using like a tool, ground up coffee beans, boiled water, and hung his sock and poured the water through the sock into a cup of coffee.
He took the sock off his foot to do that.
Right off his foot. It was freaking fantastic.
Gross.
It was great.
But you don't know.
But the beans were what it was. It wasn't his foot.
And what did he use to grind the beans?
He had some tool that he used to grind up. They didn't, where he came from, the village, they didn't have, I don't even know they had electricity. So they didn't have a grinder from Swings in Del Rey. So he had a coffee, like literally like a tool in his pocket, and he beat the piss. It almost looked like a meat tenderizer, but for coffee beans.
Yeah.
And he put that S in a sock off his foot and poured hot coffee. And there was a stand for it. He had like a little wooden stand that his sock attached to.
And then he just...
And he poured the water through his sock and it dripped into a cup.
Didn't have a sock all day?
No, after he was done. Mm. Well, I don't know what he did, to be honest. I didn't hang around and see if he put it back on. It would be wet and coffee.
Yeah, you'll get athlete's foot.
But that's how they made coffee back in the day.
So will your mouth. Is it possible he was from Costa Rica?
That would make a lot of sense.
I'm seeing that come up a lot for sock coffee.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. But like, And I don't mean this in a bad way, but like poor Costa Rica. I don't know if there it is.
That's like the wooden thing. Tool,
yeah, like that one's fancy. Like you could tell that's from like Pottery Barn. His was just like literally a stick that was elevated that would hold the sock up.
So this does say you can use any cloth filter bag. It doesn't have to be the sock off your foot.
He used the sock off his foot. You could also probably use a twig. But yeah, this is like Pottery Barn. That's fancy.
Would you recognize the device's name if I gave it to you in Spanish?
Sure.
Now this feels like a setup. Choreador?
One more time?
Choreador?
Choreador, yes.
Did he ever say that when he was making it?
I don't know. I don't know. He'd talk fast. I had no idea. Where am I going? Line 3?
You talk fast. Let me see if I was getting it right. Hold on
1 second. Line 3.
Chorreador.
Yeah. Oh, you're close.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
roll
the R.
She's less authentic than you.
Chorreador.
Chorreador.
I thought if I rolled the R, honestly, you'd make fun of me. I should have realized no matter how I said it, you were going to mock.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Chorreador.
Isn't that the wrestlers with the masks on their face?
No.
That's luchador.
Luchador. Luchador.
Oh, and the little bag is called the bolsita.
Oh, I got those. I'm sorry, who is this?
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, my name's Vic.
Yeah, what's going on, dude?
I've actually been to the Griffin Lounge Cafe in Petersburg. It is pretty cool.
Is it awesome?
I don't know if it's awesome. It was a little different, for sure. And it was interesting, and when they made the fan coffee, they did kind of like get everybody that was in the waiting area or whatever, waiting for their coffees, all kind of gathered around and watched them make it. And it was a bit of an exhibition, I guess. But it's really just, like you said, just hot sand that they used to boil the water. You could literally like do it over any kind of a hot surface. It's just authentic, I guess, to do it over sand.
And can I ask you this, the sand thing, was it like a portable sandbox?
From what I remember, it's been a minute since I've been there, but it was like similar to like a big Maxwell House metal coffee can that was full of sand.
Oh, like here's what I'm thinking. Hey, yeah. Very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Would they come up here and make it?
Asking a lot during their.
I know an ice cream. I know an ice cream shop that did it. Yeah, would they come up?
I don't know if
I want to try it.
Yeah, I know you do, but you can also make your way down to Richmond.
Okay, but I'm on the air.
I can't
I know,
go right
and they're
now.
Serving breakfast. It's like Gelati Celesti. Are they open for breakfast?
I don't know. They were here.
I know. It was fantastic. It's just you don't want to get this reputation everybody has to come to you.
No, I'd love to go to them, but I can't. I'm working.
They're not open on the weekends?
No say.
What?
No, it's Yemeni.
Chorio Raktor. Line 1, I can do that. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
You got to say in Arabic.
Hey, good morning, class.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, you're not going to try?
This is Elizabeth from Brunswick.
Oh, yes. What can I do for you?
We spoke years ago about sock coffee. My roommate is from Brazil, and he drank sock coffee every morning, and then I started drinking sock coffee with him for years.
And it's great, right?
It's so good.
It's strong.
You get different flavor notes and oils, and like it's so good.
Yeah, no, it is a little bit coffee foo-foo. You know what I mean? Like it's not just like going to, you know, Starbucks or 7-Eleven and getting a cup of coffee, but there's something pretty cool about it, right?
There's something pretty cool about it, but there's also something really weird about looking at this dirty brown sock that your drink is coming out of.
Agree. You imagine pulling into a Starbucks and the guy behind the counter is like,
on.
Oh, I got it.
That's their dedicated coffee sock.
We're at a Pike Place. I got it. I can get that done. All right. Very good.
Part of your uniform. You have to have tube socks on for your uniform.
All right. Very good. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. All right. Let's do some follow-up phone calls, please. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468. Any good stories from yesterday, last night, anything at all that you want to get into, doesn't matter to me. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468. 5468.
Connect with Elliot in the Morning. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468.
Sunny today, nice and warm, highs near 80.
This report is sponsored by Jiffy Lube.
At Jiffy Lube, our quick, quality 15-minute oil change service means your car will be ready before you know it.
It's already ready?
Really? Now? Ready already?
That's right. Drive into Jiffy Lube today. In and out in a jiffy.
Ever sign up for a phone plan thinking, wow, great price? And then a few months later, it's like, surprise, your bills double. With Boost Mobile, you pay $25 a month forever. That's unlimited talk, text, and data starting at just $25 a month. No price hikes, no contracts. Head to your local Boost store today and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $25 a month forever. After 30 gigabytes, customers may experience slower speeds. Customers will pay $25 a month as long as they remain active on the Boost Unlimited plan.
IKEA presents Keep It or Let It Go.
Oh, I've had these punk t-shirts forever, from back when I still had a mohawk, back when I still had hair. I'd yell anarchy at strangers for fun. Now I apologize when my emails are too long. Is this me now? Am I a sellout?
With Stork Linta 6-drawer dresser from IKEA, you can give your t-shirts the quality storage they deserve. So don't sell anything you love. Store it instead. Shop bedroom storage at ikea.us/bedroom storage. Dream the possibilities.
This sports spotlight is brought to you by Capital One Venture X Card, founding partner of iHeart Women's Sports. Did you know that the first ever U.S. women's national soccer team was formed in 1985? A group of 17 women trained just 1 week before traveling to compete in the prestigious Mundialito tournament in Italy, marking the first time a U.S. team participated in international play. With Venture X, enjoy easy-to-use premium benefits like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit. Plus, you can earn unlimited double miles on every purchase. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a family getting ready to leave the house.
Where's my backpack?
Mom, I need my cleats.
My wallet was right here.
If I trip over these shoes one more time.
And now, the California Closets version of that moment. Entryway and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
When I got a new car, I worried the higher insurance premium would mean I'd always be paying for it, like the best man at my cousin's wedding.
And if I were to give you one piece of advice, ask permission rather than beg for forgiveness. Right, honey? You were right about the hot tub. The cold plunge, too. Whew. I love you, Sharon. Say it back.
But with Drive Easy on the Geico app, safe driving brought my rate down. I could relax. Unlike Doug.
It feels good to relax. It feels good to Geico.
Introducing a new pan pizza with edge-to-edge cheese and toppings, a crispy garlic parmesan crust, and six cheeses. You'll agree, Papa John's pan pizza was worth the wait. Order now from your local Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
You've got a big day, so you use Unstoppable Scent Boosters to give your laundry non-stop freshness. So no matter how long the day goes, you
can't stop this power, this walk, this pose, this strut, this look, this talk.
Your clothes will be so fresh you can confidently strut into that end of the day meeting like a
boss, 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 bosses. Let's talk business in my office.
Add new Unstoppable beads to your wash for 24-hour non-stop freshness so you can smell unstoppable.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Why should you hire America's largest injury law firm for your case? There's lots of reasons. Just like there's a reason millions of people called us last year in their time of need. When it comes to fighting for justice and compensation, millions of people across the country trust us to go to battle for them. We became the largest injury law firm in the world for a reason. There's only one Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Injured? Dial pound law or visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Virginia Beltway crash, Interloop at Gallows, right lane is blocked. Tough merge for Gallows Road onto the Interloop 2. The delays begin in Springfield. Leesburg, the crash eastbound on the bypass near East Market Street, right side of the roadway blocked and a portion of the ramp. Delays begin back near West Market Street. Volume delays on the outer loop, I-95 most of the way to Georgia Avenue, 95 south out of Beltsville, Baltimore Washington Parkway slowing each way in Laurel. Interloop slows St. Barnabas to the Wilson Bridge. I'm Beverly Farmer. That's your traffic up to the minute.
This report is sponsored by Marie Callender's.
Delicious meals with scratch-made sauces come out of restaurant kitchens and your freezer. Marie Callender's classic chicken parmigiana ball is delicious with scratch-made marinara sauce, creamy mozzarella cheese, and 30 grams of protein. Marie Callender's, what having it all tastes like.
from the Charleston Alexander Diamond Importer Studio, the Diamond Engagement Ring Experts, where the diamonds are.com.
DC 101.
DC's alternative rock.
Broadcasting on top of the Elliott Memorial Building. WWDC, Washington. This is the EITM Radio Network.
Here's my final serenade. Here's a gun and here's a blade. Here's a picture that I saved too long.
About a half hour from now, you will win a trip to join us as we head to Las Vegas next weekend. It's Elliott in the Morning's Vegas Weekend 26. We're heading there for the kickoff of the NCAA tournament with our friends at BetMGM. You win a trip, put you up at the Aria, give you VIP passes to Hoops and Hops, get to go see Sammy Hagar, have a nice little welcome party. I'm stoked to take over that bar. A lot of chances to have free drinks out there. Love it. Love it. Give me about a half hour, and then we'll do it again later this morning, twice a day, every day, all this week. And then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. Line one, I'll go there right now. Follow up phone calls, 866-2-ELLIOTT. 866-235-5468. Hi, Elliott in the Morning.
Elliott.
Yo.
JP Winchester.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
You're not going to believe this, man. Apparently on Route 37 at the exit of Tasker, tractor-trailer done flipped over, and there's between 30 and 50 cows roaming around, and the cops are trying to scramble and get them back all corralled.
Oh, wait, so this is going on right now?
Yeah, apparently in the last, I don't know, half hour it happened.
Oh, no.
So it's hectic out there, man. It's super funny to watch.
Was it like a hauler that was carrying cattle or cows or something?
I mean, I don't think it was Mama's pickup truck, but yeah, it was something big like that. Probably fit in Tyler's Mazda. We'll see.
So there's a bunch of cows running around Winchester right now.
Yeah, so if you want to have Kristen come on up here, we're going to shoot some and, you know, get them.
Okay, all right. Very good. Very good. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. All right, we'll keep an eye out. Well, there was a story yesterday. When were we talking about pigs?
That goes back to last week.
What came up? What got us to pigs? Oh, people thinking that they were adopting like little
pot belly or
little
teacup.
Teacup pigs, yeah. And there's no such thing.
Right.
And you're either
300 pounds.
300 pounds or 1,000 pounds. There's a story out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, Eastern Tennessee, this neighborhood, and it was on the news, most normal looking neighborhood, right? Like it's not like country,
right?
And you're out in the middle of nowhere. It's a normal looking neighborhood. There are six enormous pigs running around this neighborhood for the last 2 weeks, and like the town won't get rid of them. So, like, people are calling, like, they're from Tennessee. They're mm-hmm. like, hey, y'all, we got pigs. And the county is like, sorry, there's nothing we can do. Some guy's setting off fireworks to try to scare them, to make them leave the neighborhood. And the pigs, they go off, and the pigs do this. Huh? And then they're done.
Not phased.
Not at all. And they don't know what to do. And then there's another woman who's like, I really put a lot of care into my garden and my yard and everything.
Oh, and they're tearing it up.
They're destroying it. Destroying it. And the pigs are massive hogs.
I like this person placed tiki torches around his property in an attempt to deter them.
Yeah, doesn't matter. They do not care. Look at them.
They are big. Jeez.
And they're just in kind of, there's a cul-de-sac. This one woman said they got home the other day, six pigs right in the middle of the cul-de-sac, just walking around. And they don't know how to get rid of them.
Yeah, I don't even
that
know.
That made me laugh, though.
If the local authorities aren't going to help, you have to get, I guess, local farmers, right?
So one of the things we talked about yesterday was people losing, like best friends or just friends losing their virginity on the same night.
Yeah.
Those stories were great. And then there was, well, anyway, I was asked to take virginity. I was that guy. Because remember, we did hear from some people who both lost their virginity same night, same person.
Yep.
Yep.
I was asked to be that guy, got around that I was experienced and had a baby on the way already before I was 18.
That got around or that happened as a result of the reputation?
I think they knew that he was good to take your virginity because he had experience.
Right.
Like, he's already got a kid. So you know he knows what he's doing.
All right.
And then yesterday, I didn't try it last night. I didn't try putting aluminum foil in the microwave. But I did get this note. Elliot, Chinese rice containers are not safe. The metal handle started a fire in my high school cafeteria microwave.
No duh.
I don't know that I would think that you can't microwave
the metal handle. Yes, you can't put that in there.
But wouldn't you think it was made that you could?
No.
Well, you can't. I know that. Also, what do you do? Like, I don't get a lot of them, but like, you know, if you go to like 7-Eleven and you get like for lunch, you can get like those little portable, like single serve, like raviolis or soups.
Oh, like the little Chef Boyardee one?
Right, where you peel it back and it's got like the little lid with the holes in it. And you put the lid on it and heat it up. Wouldn't that start a fire?
I've never used one of those.
Or does the lid keep it from hitting the metal?
Oh,
because the
know.
Lid goes
there
on
is
top
a little
of
bit
it.
Of metal in there, yeah.
Well, all around the top.
Yeah.
It's all metal. What do you do with that?
But that's designed, right, that way?
Yeah. Marley used to eat those all the time when she was a kid.
Yeah, but if I don't put the lid on it, then what happens? Like, we've got mac and cheese in the little snack room.
Yeah.
But that's hot water in it.
Yeah.
Exactly. That sounds good right now.
So if this is the thing you're describing, it says for Chef Boyardee, you're supposed to completely remove the lid.
Yeah, but there's still where the lid attaches. It's like a soup can almost.
All right.
Yeah, look at a picture on the right.
It says completely remove and discard the metal lid located under the plastic cover.
Right. But you know that metal lid attaches to more metal.
I've never used one of these before.
How you never had one of those?
I haven't.
Oh, my God.
Is this the product right here?
Yeah.
It's the ravioli, right?
Well, I mean, you can get ravioli. Yeah. You can also get spaghetti.
Is it good?
No, it's great. That's not true.
No.
That's not true. It's not great. But when you want it, it hits the spot.
Yeah, I'm not saying as an adult. I've never had one of these ever.
Even as a kid?
No.
As a kid, like they didn't. The container wasn't that sophisticated.
No, it's modernized.
Yeah, as a kid, it just came in a. That's the real Chef Boyardee. That's a real guy.
Never had a Chef Boyardee product.
You're kidding.
I am.
How
not.
Is that possible? How is that even?
Like, I've also never had SpaghettiOs.
That's a Chef Boyardee.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it?
SpaghettiOs? Chef Boyardee.
No, it's Campbell's.
Beefaroni.
Oh, beefaroni was good.
Meatballs.
Beefaroni was good.
Mini ravioli.
When did you eat beefaroni later in life?
I don't think I ever had it later in life.
When you were high.
Okay.
That is good high food. That or a burrito. But the okay, so my apologies. SpaghettiOs is not Chef Boyardee.
So does everyone pronounce it wrong, but you pronounce it right?
I pronounce it the way the chef's name is.
It's just something that society has butchered, even in the commercials?
Because people don't have an Italian background. Chef Boyardee. Where am I going? Line 6? And then I got to get into stuff. Hi, Elliot, in the morning. Can I just help everybody here real quickly, sir? You keep trying to get it out. I'll get to you. The phone's not clicking. Stop he it. Talks that way.
Stop it.
This is the I can't remember your name. This I know you as the stuttering guy.
Yes. Hey, I'm Steve. I'm from Denver.
Steve
from the Denver. Yes. What can I do for you?
Hey, I just wanted to I'm to say happy 69th day of the year.
Oh, you know what? Thank you. That you got out, no problem.
Yes.
Okay, I do what I can.
Hey, camo or black? What hoodie do you want?
Camo.
All right, very good. Hey, hold tight 1 second. Freaking awesome. Hey, one more microwave thing. One more microwave thing.
That's a call of the year.
Elliot, if you take a coffee cup and a light bulb, put enough water in the cup to submerge the metal part of a light bulb and put it in the microwave, the light bulb will turn on.
That sounds like an interesting science experiment that could go horribly wrong.
Isn't that cool, though? Isn't that cool?
Never heard that before.
I haven't either. I'd never heard that before. Oh, and Kristen, can you do me a favor? Can you put him on hold? Can you turn the mic on for a second? I need you for 1 second. Oh, there we are.
Yes.
Do you remember when Sharon Moore got fired?
Yeah.
At Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And do you remember, like, you went after them?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Land up north.
Yeah, there was a TikTok about that.
About Kristen?
Yeah.
Oh, can
what?
Well, bear with me for 1 second. Will you remind me of what Kristen said?
Yeah, I can play it for you right here.
Please do. Please do. Hi, Kristen.
Good morning.
Are Ohio State people going crazy?
We're always celebrating anything bad that happens at Michigan, the land up north that doesn't exist. We killed them this year! Oh, wait!
Oh, yo.
I'd like to give you this opportunity to discuss Ohio State University's firing of their president over the inappropriate relationship.
I saw it.
Mm-hmm. I saw it.
He came forward. He owned up.
So no, we're not. There's no.
Michigan still sucks. Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. Very good. Thank you, Kristen. Nice job. Nice job. Oh, and then Tyler, I brought this in for you. Tyler's dad, stepdad, is a big Porsche guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And Vu, our buddy from the Porsche, the president
yep.
of the Porsche Club of America.
Yeah, they were both down in Amelia Island this past weekend.
Yeah, and they just randomly ran into each other.
That's right. Well, I bet my dad
sought him out.
Stalked him.
Boo! Boo! Do you know, did they talk at all about Magnus Walker?
I haven't talked to my stepdad. I heard the story through my mom.
About Magnus Walker?
No.
About your stepdad running into Vu.
Yes, yes.
So Magnus Walker is probably one of the more famous Porsche collectors. He's very eccentric.
Yeah.
Very eccentric. Like, if you saw him, you'd be like, that guy looks homeless. But he is a very eccentric Porsche owner. And he's got, I don't even know the value of what his collection is worth.
Okay, he looks like Rob Zombie.
You know what? That's good. That's good. You're absolutely right. He's auctioning off some of his cars.
For charity?
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why he's auctioning them off. I just saw that. And he's in the Porsche world, he's pretty famous. But he's auctioning off several of his very personal cars. And he'll do things to Porsches that you're not supposed to do. Like, he'll get like parts of them painted. So he'll like take a beautiful Porsche and get the hood painted black. But because he's so eccentric, it's like, oh,
he can
he's
pull
an
it
artist.
Off.
Exactly. Or like he'll take a beautiful Porsche and get like orange, like highlighting and details put on it. And most people, like if the guy down the street from you owned a Porsche and did that, you'd be like, oh, someone's midlife. This guy does it. And you're like, this guy's an artist. So anyway, he's auctioning off some of his cars.
Mm-hmm.
A 1976 Porsche 911 Carrera. Also, he's auctioning off a 928, two 968s, and a blue 911 GT3. Those cars are amazing. Amazing.
When do these hit the block?
You know, I don't know. I didn't see when the actual auction starts, other than that he's doing it. But I bet at the show that your stepdad and Vu were at, I bet this was big talk.
It says that Magnus actually is a usual presenter.
Oh, is he really? Mm-hmm. I believe that. Very eccentric, but very cool. All right, let me grab a couple of these, then I have some food news that I got to get to. It's important. Hi, Yoli in the morning.
Morning, it's Hillbilly.
Hillbilly, what's going on, dude?
Hey, not much. Wanted to tell you randomly a couple things about my mama, and one of them has association with the show.
Okay.
First one, she just got a big rooster named Drumstick. thought Diane would like that. And second, you interviewed someone about 15, 16 years ago. Tyler can look it up, named Frank Warren. He did the whole Post Secret thing. I don't know if you remember
oh,
that.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yeah. The postcard guy.
He used to be
guy.
Here, but now I think he's in. Is he in California?
He definitely was a Virginia guy, or maybe he was Maryland guy. That's right. That's right.
He was Germantown, yeah. Because it got so big, he couldn't do it anymore. Well, my mother was the postwoman for him.
Oh, no kidding! Really?
Yeah, she could have even been Tyler's mail lady. She did the Northwest area.
Dude, that's awesome. That's a bizarre connection.
And then I've waited a long time for that. It just came up today. I decided to call and let you know that.
No. And why is today special, Hillbilly?
69.
There you go. 69th day of the year. Thank you. Okay. Can I do food news real quick? Number one, remember the restaurant that was opening where Good Stuff Eatery was? And it wasn't supposed to get out, and then it got out, and then I ruined the announcement, and I got everything about it wrong.
Well, no, you didn't get it wrong.
Well, I said it was Spikes, but it's not
because
Spikes.
It's in that family.
But it's in the Spike family, but yes. It's not. And what is the name of it? Bumblebirds. Mm-hmm. Do you know whose restaurant it is?
I saw it yesterday.
Carla Hall.
Oh.
Yeah. That's her restaurant. Now, but is she going to be here for it?
Like an everyday face?
No, I don't think she's going to be behind the counter making. But is she coming in from time to time?
Is she coming in this week?
Is Carla Hall coming in? Is Carla coming next week? You don't know?
Oh.
It's either Carla or some guy named Jim who's dropping it off.
Yeah. Ian.
Yeah. But you know what? I don't know if Carla just did it or not. But she just did a celebrity chef thing with the Voltaggios
that sold
at the
out,
steakhouse.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing sold out. They actually do. It's almost like a series that the Voltaggio brothers do at the steakhouse at MGM, where they'll bring in a celebrity chef. But Carla Hall just either she just did it or it's sold out and it's coming. Maybe she's doing that and bringing us chicken. That would be awesome.
Yeah, the Eater reported yesterday that she goes way back with Spike's sister.
Yeah, so those two are friendly from way back?
And the...
What is her name?
She had
Micheline?
Yeah, Micheline Mendelson. She still had 5 years on a New York lease. The idea of getting back into the restaurant game didn't enter her mind until 2023. That's when Sunnyside, We the Pizza, Good Stuff, approached Hall to do something.
Cool. So she's doing chicken. Also, I don't know what the... There's something... She's doing something. Hold on. Front porch board, buttermilk biscuits, pimento cheese, country ham, and pickles.
Oh, it's like a little funky charcuterie.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's really good. And then I have a place that I think I may want us to try when we're in Vegas. It's not on the strip. I've never heard of it before. Port of Subs?
Is that chain?
I think it's a small chain. Okay. I think it's like a regional chain.
Like just Nevada?
I don't know if it's just Nevada, but it's not massive. 9 foot long sub. I'm going to try it. I want to try it. 9 foot long. I don't even know how you make it. 9 foot long.
Seriously?
Yeah. I'm going to try to get through it. I may bring one to the welcome party and just have like winners start on each end. And just eat our way to the middle.
Like Lady and the Tramp.
But I need probably 12, 14 feet of space just for people to be able to kind of get in line and cycle in and out, but have a 9 foot long sub.
They're headquartered in Reno.
Are they really?
So are they doing this for the NCAA tournament?
I'm doing it for the NCAA tournament. I think so. I think that you can either get it as 9 feet. Or you can get them to cut, if you're a pussy, you can get them to cut it up And then you have like sandwiches for everybody.
But that's not how you want us to tackle it.
No. What? We're all going to hold it. And then winners will eat from the end. Yeah. And then when you're done, just get out of line and let the next winner go. Yeah. So what? If your bread's a little wet from the guy in front of you? Big deal. Get over it. Get over it. And then do yourself a favor. This is out in California, so it's not around here. There's a McDonald's that's inside a Walmart in California.
Uh-huh.
The size of the rats.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. Three of them. Great big rats inside this McDonald's. Now, they're saying we've got it under control. And they are going to get rid of some of the stuff that the rats walked on. Look at the size of them.
Look at the tails.
Look at the size of those rats.
Ew, they look fake.
Look at the size.
Only three here? It looks like more than three in this caption.
Well, one of them went running under. Somebody banged on the door, and they went running. So they think that maybe they went running to tell the others, like, be cool.
Hey, y'all.
What you need to do when you go birding.
Bang on the, no. Hey, bird.
You got to speak in hushed tone.
Oh. I was going to whisper the tease yesterday.
People appreciated that you went over there.
I didn't see the bird.
How long were you there?
The half hour? 20 minutes.
10.
Well, that includes parking and walking. But I couldn't do the, I had to do it like away. There were people. And I can't stand there and be like, hey, Tuesday morning, people, they're all there with their binoculars and like their like dork friends and stuff, the bird nerds. So yeah, but I didn't see the bird. I thought I did, and that's why I tilted the screen up at the end. There wasn't even a bird there. I just heard something. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi, real quick. What can I do for you?
Hi. Yeah, so I don't know whether you guys knew, but Carla Hall is local. She lives locally. I was in Wegmans in Columbia, and she was there shopping. Lovely, lovely woman, and she comes to Columbia for appointments all the time, but she is definitely local, so she will probably be at a restaurant.
Yeah, no, I know that she is. I know that she's from here. Like, that I know, but I don't know that she full-time lives here anymore. Like, maybe she comes back for, you know, like you said, doctor's appointments or something.
No, her main house is here. Her main house is in D.C. area.
Oh, really? Oh.
So
there she is.
Just to let you know that she will probably be there.
Maybe she's bringing our food in. Maybe she's bringing our chicken in next
week.
She
was there last night for a preview, Ben says.
Oh, wait, at the restaurant?
Yep.
Was Ben at the restaurant?
He must have been. How would he know about this?
Is it good?
He just said that he knows she'll be around for the opening also.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I look forward to Carla walking in. I don't even have to interview her. I just put the chicken down. Oh, damn. Hey, hold on 1 second. Look at that plate of food. Oh, my God.
It's pretty tasty.
Oh, look at that sandwich.
Can you even call that a sandwich?
It looks like it's between two pieces of bread.
Where's the bread? My God, there's a lot of stuff
on that.
That's
beautiful.
Incredible.
That looks really good. I want to see what the pimento cheese looks like. I'll see next week when Carla gets here.
If she does come in, because we're big fans of the Halloween Baking Championship, I do hope she's in costume. Her costumes are so good.
What did she wear last year?
They wear something different every single episode.
Oh, okay.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's cool. Well, you know, we'll see next week. Come on, Carla. Get on in here. All right, quick break. We'll come back. Let's do some news. Right after that, you get cash. You win your cash. You also win a trip for two to join us as we head to Las Vegas next weekend for Hoops and Hops, the kickoff of the NCAA tournament with our friends at BetMGM.
What happens in Vegas welcomes you right back. Elliot in the Mornings, Vegas Weekend 26. Join EITM and BetMGM for some world-class entertainment in the capital of just that. We're giving away two trips each day. No qualifiers. Everyone who wins cash with hundreds a day is Vegas bound.
Accommodations for two plus a welcome party at Aria Resort and Casino. Passes to Hoops and Hops, the ultimate college basketball viewing experience at the Cosmopolitan. And tickets for Sammy Hagar's The Best of All Worlds Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Listen around 7:30 and 9 o'clock every a.m. for everything you never expected. Free to enter. Must be 21. Cannot be self-excluded or banned. Can't drive 55? Well, that's okay, because it's a flyaway. EITM and BetMGM. Vegas Weekend 26. Make it legendary. For complete rules and more, visit facebook.com/EITMonline. Elliott in the morning.
Sunny today, nice and warm, highs near 80.
This report is sponsored by the Virginia DMV. Eyes up, phone down, drive safe, Virginia. The stakes are high when you're driving, so don't be distracted by your phone. Stay focused, eyes up, phone down. Because safe driving is something we can all live with. Drive safe, Virginia. Brought to you by the Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles.
Your one stop for advertising? Call 844-844-IHEART.
Super Pet Expo is coming to Manassas Mall in North Virginia this Friday through Sunday. Shop for cool pet products, family fun, leash pets are welcome. Buy tickets online at superpetexpo.com. That's superpetexpo.com.
I don't like leaving my goldfish alone. I should really stay home and keep him company.
I'm waiting for the plumber. Yeah. He said he'll be here between dawn and midnight.
I think I'm coming down with something.
When you have a gramophone home, you'll invent any excuse to stay in.
I got this like weird headache that comes and goes. Here it comes.
Gramophone, bringing audio, video, and smart tech to life. See, hear, and feel the difference in Timonium, Columbia, Gaithersburg, and Gramophone Design Build in Hunt Valley.
Elliott in the Morning and BetMGM Vegas Flyaway Sweepstakes is a sponsored station promotion. Must be 21 to enter. Visit DC101.com for more details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa.
If I'm being honest, I get overwhelmed thinking about my day-to-day and week-to-week. Imagining all that can happen in 5 years can be a bit much. I like to know there's something steady and reliable in there. My name is Tammo. That's why I appreciate Xfinity, because, you know, jobs change, kids grow, new memes come out. But what if you had reliable, intelligent Wi-Fi and the price didn't change for 5 years? Thanks to the Xfinity 5-year price guarantee, you don't have to worry about that part of the future. You're guaranteed 5 years of Wi-Fi that boosts speeds to your devices that need them the most. That also finds and fixes any issues before you even notice them. It's like a super intelligent Wi-Fi that keeps you protected from online threats. And you get incredible gaming speeds on multiple devices, and no one's battling for bandwidth. For the next 5 years, all your devices will be working in harmony. And you get our best equipment with no annual contracts, no fees, and no strings. Plus, get online in minutes with same-day Wi-Fi, all with the Xfinity 5-year price guarantee. Lock in your price and unlock the possibilities. Xfinity. Imagine that. Restrictions apply. Select plans only.
Shopping at Burlington feels like a dream come true, and so do the prices.
Gorgeous. Wow. Beautiful.
That's really pretty.
Oh, hi. Sorry. I was just imagining all the places I could wear these dresses.
Oh, not a problem. You're just experiencing what it feels like to shop at Burlington. You just have to see it to believe it.
Should I?
Oh, yeah. You have to get that. And that. And this one, too. You know what? Fill up your cart.
At these prices, you can just get them all. Burlington. Deals. Brands. Wow.
Hey there. I'm Tom, founder of Culture Pop Soda.
And I'm Naomi for marketing.
So what makes Culture Pop so special, Naomi?
It's the perfect drink. We use fruit juice.
Culture Pop Soda is made with organic fruit juice. People used to actually make soda with fruit juice and herbs and spices and ingredients that you could find in your kitchen. And we're doing it all over again. Naomi, tell them about our colorful cans.
We have a can probably in every color you could think of. It's a big fruit on the front. How many flavors do we have?
I don't even know anymore. I love the orange mango.
My favorite flavor is black cherry.
We make a strawberry rhubarb soda. Grab a can of Culture Pop.
Turn the can around and read it.
Spin it around the back. The other way. Yep, there's the ingredients.
It's not like any other soda. It's delicious, refreshing, not too sweet.
Jinx.
My entire purpose in life is telling as many people as possible what Culture Pop is.
That's why we have you on the radio. Culture Pop tastes real. Most of the stuff grows on trees.
Does soda grow on trees?
If soda grew on trees,
it'd be Culture Pop.
So go grab a Culture Pop soda at a store near you.
Baltimore Washington Parkway crash reported southbound before 410 Riverdale lined up out of Laurel. The outer loop of the Beltway is still on the brakes from I-95 to Georgia Avenue and merging past River Road. Inner loop College Park into Greenbelt. Outer loop off and on Joint Base Andrews to Greenbelt. Inner loop before St. Barnabas to the Wilson Bridge. Still lining up out of Springfield. What's left of the crash on the inner loop at Gallows Road on the right shoulder. Crash on eastbound Route 7 near Hamilton should be on the shoulder. Then there's a delay to the crash eastbound on the bypass near East Market Street in the right lane. I'm Beverly Farmer. That's your traffic up to the minute.
This report is sponsored by Capital One. What's in your wallet? Capital One offers no fees or minimums on checking accounts. And most Capital One cafes are open 7 days a week to assist with your banking needs. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
The afternoon adventure sets sail starting at 3 with Mike Jones on DC 101.
It's March 10th, Mario Day. There's actually a connection between Super Mario and Nine Inch Nails. I'll tell you about that at 6 o'clock today with our song of the day on DC 101, The One.
This is DC 101, DC's alternative rock.
Elliot in the Morning.
Get into some news right after that. Cash and a trip. You win $100 with Elliot in the Morning's Hundreds a Day and a trip for two to join us for Vegas Weekend 26 next weekend. God, I love that Vegas is so close. Two trips today, two trips tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Don't forget, you can get a trip through the BetMGM app. If you download the app, or if you already have it downloaded, look for Vegas Weekend 26, and you could sign up and win a trip that way as well. You have until Friday to win it online, and then obviously we'll be giving away two trips a day, every single day, through next Wednesday. I had something out of Vegas. That's all right. Diane, let's get into some news, please.
10 days into the U.S. war with Iran, Americans starting to feel the economic fallout with oil and gas prices on the rise. They said the national average was at $3.48 yesterday, which is up nearly 51 cents from last week. Also, the price of a barrel of oil hitting $100 for the first time since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. That happened yesterday before it ultimately fell later on in the day. Also, a former D.C. police officer who's already sitting behind bars has apparently been connected to several other similar sexual assault cases throughout Northern Virginia and Prince George's County.
This guy's a real piece of crap.
Yeah, 30-year-old Timothy Valentin had been arrested back in December, charged with at least five felony counts, including rape by force, that go back to an investigation happening in April of last year. But now, after a search warrant, authorities believe he may have engaged in numerous sexual assault offenses, like I said, in both Maryland and Virginia. They said there's at least possibly 10 victims between Alexandria and PG County, and there could be others. So his MO was
he'd meet
people on apps, take them out on a date, and then, you know, go out to a, I know they cited one case where they went to O'Connell's in Old Town.
Yeah, right.
And there was a woman who said she noticed that he appeared to be stirring her drink when she came back from the bathroom. And then within a short period of time, she doesn't remember anything.
She doesn't remember a damn thing.
Yeah, she wakes up.
She ends up getting sexually assaulted.
Wakes up to that being sexually assaulted. So they are still investigating and are hoping that more victims will come forward. The guy that we talked about last week, the guy who was touching people's hair on metro trains and live streaming.
Right?
Yes. His name is Brian Bettencourt. Apparently, he was busted and arrested in the Arlington courthouse parking lot moments after he appeared in court on an assault and battery charge. Now, they didn't exactly elaborate, but did say that the investigation against him is ongoing. And the reason he was busted again was that there was an outstanding warrant for an unrelated charge, so he's got another court date coming up in May.
So he literally walked out of the courthouse.
Yes.
And because they had set him like free on bail or whatever.
Right.
And then as he was in the car, in the parking lot, going to get in his car, they were like, ah, another bench warrant,
taken
and they
right
nailed
back,
him.
Taken right back in. Also, police are aware of some video that's been going around of that car meetup with about 100 people in Richmond's West End that happened early Sunday morning. There was one woman that talked to CBS 6, said, I was coming from the hospital. I just delivered some flowers to a friend of mine who's in the hospital, and she came up upon this scene that she said was just crazy. And she said at one point she's driving through, trying to drive through slowly because you never know what's going to happen,
right,
and they start egging her car.
Oh, because she was driving through the meetup?
I guess so.
It's an awkward thing to just roll up on.
Yeah.
If you're not expecting it.
Yeah, so police say they are aware of what happened. Also, heads up, in Prince William County, they have found more skimming devices at some more 7-Elevens in and around the Woodbridge area, most notably on Richmond Highway, Gideon Drive, and on Dale Boulevard. So this was in addition to the ones that we talked about at the Halal Market and also the one on Galansky Boulevard and at Dale Boulevard last week. So they said if you frequent any of these businesses, you need to make sure that you're keeping an eye on your online accounts. Federal officials issuing a recall for clams and oysters distributed in at least 9 states because they may be contaminated with norovirus.
Ooh. Hey, how'd you get the S's?
Oh, I had some bad clams.
Bad clams, bro. distributed through restaurants and retailers in Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Nevada, New York, Oregon, and Washington. Other states may also have received the clams.
Oh, man, that's rough.
Apparently the oysters were distributed to consumers in Washington state, so keep an eye out for that. The Allianz Amphitheater hosting a hiring open house today and tomorrow. So today is more concentrated on hiring people for security positions. That'll be happening later on this afternoon. And then other people who want to work for operations or guest services can attend tomorrow between 3 and 6. You can check out their Facebook page for more information there. They are too cute for male cheetah cubs. The first such litter since 2020 were born to mom Caliche at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park and are getting ready to make their debut.
God, I didn't see them. Oh, they are cute.
They are so cute. Also, NBA officials announcing yesterday they're canceling the Hawks' Magic City Monday.
Boo!
It was going to happen.
Why does the league decide that? No, seriously.
Because there was so much blowback about it.
By the guy who plays for the Spurs, who's got no skin in the game.
Yeah, but other people. I mean, Adam Silver's like, I can understand. How,
I can't.
How people might take this or look at this with a
is
side
Adam
eye.
Silver, is Adam Silver from Atlanta?
He said, I believe it's canceling is the right decision for the broader NBA community.
Is he from Atlanta? No. So he doesn't understand the history and tradition. So, no, he shouldn't get in there.
They heard concerns from stakeholders, including fans, partners, and employees.
All because that guy from the Spurs
that
opened his mouth. Way to go, snitch.
Great 2 weeks of promotion, though, for Magic City.
Yeah. They've got to be happy, right? I mean, it would have been nice to have the night, but they do get all the free publicity.
Absolutely.
Honestly, if this doesn't become controversial, the event goes unnoticed.
Yeah.
Just like all it's essentially a heritage night.
Yeah, exactly.
For a professional sports team, the heritage being Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But now
it's a big deal.
Super. This is huge for tourism.
Yeah, but I don't like Silver stepping in and saying you can't do that.
I can understand concerns about a slippery slope.
Okay, but learn from it, but don't cancel it this year.
Mm-hmm. More details after IndyCar announcing they're coming to the National Mall in August with a 1.7-mile circuit right in the heart of D.C., right around the mall, August 22nd through the 23rd, the first ever auto race on the mall, which is timed to celebrate America's 250th birthday.
Tickets are free.
Yeah.
Yeah, tickets are free. I think you do have to, like, reserve your free ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's going to be like suites and stuff that you could buy tickets for.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the race will be free on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool.
Commander signing veteran cornerback Amik Robinson to a 2-year deal that is worth $16 million. They also signed defensive pass rusher Odafe Owe to a 4-year, $100 million deal. And then Marcus Mariota is coming back too.
Yeah. So the, he'll be back to back up, Jaden Daniels. I hope Marcus doesn't get to play this year. That would be good.
Mm-hmm. Also, the Giants have also signed Ravens free agent punter Jordan Stout. He gets 3 years, $12.3 million.
Wow.
In New York.
Highest amount ever. Yeah, highest amount ever for a punter. Harbaugh loves him.
Caps beat the Flames last night 7-3. Connor McMichael had 2 goals in the game. Also, the Panthers know that Brad Marchand will be out of their lineup for the next several weeks, and they're hoping to find out later this week if he's going to need surgery.
He needs surgery. Obviously, he's done for the season. Panthers are likely done for the season, as far out of a playoff spot as they are. After 2 years of back-to-back winning the Stanley Cup, looks like they'll miss the playoffs. And if his lower body is jacked up, then he'll end up getting the surgery and just get it repaired.
Wizards go on the road against the Miami Heat tonight. That'll be at 7:30. The World Baseball Classic continuing to Team USA beating Team Mexico 5-3. Aaron Judge and Roman Anthony with home runs. Team USA back in action tonight. They will play Italy. You can catch that on Fox Sports 1. That's a look at news and sports.
Elliot in the morning.
High five. Up top.
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change.
Yeah.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping.
Woo! For a limited time, now through March 29th. Switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees.
DC 101 Concert Calendar.
I'm Josh, and here's what's coming to town. March 15th, St. Lucia at 930 Club. March 22nd, Gogo Bordello at 930 Club. And April 7th, Last Dinner Party at the Anthem. For a full list of shows, head on over to dc101.com/concerts.
Vegas weekend 26. We're heading back to Las Vegas for Hoops and Hops. The first weekend of the NCAA tournament. Special VIP passes for Hoops and Hops. Those are yours. Nice big welcome party at the Aria. That is the same hotel and casino where you will be staying. Also, we'll throw in tickets to see Sammy Hagar doing his residency at Park MGM. Win $100 right now with Elliot in the Morning's Hundreds a Day. And you also win your trip to join us. We're going to Vegas next week. You're coming with us. You and a guest. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468.
Call Elliot in the Morning. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468. Elliot in the Morning.
I'm Katie. You're part of the Long family, so we're bringing you big savings with trusted service from Long Home.
It's the Long Home Friends and Family event, and right now is the best time to upgrade to a safer bathroom you love. Get 50% off project materials. Plus, mention code FAM2026 for an extra $500 off your project. Call now for a free in-home consultation and join the name you've trusted for generations.
Long Home, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia's #1 home improvement company.
Because trust goes a long way. Here it comes. At T-Mobile, get the new Samsung Galaxy S26 Ultra with Galaxy AI. Okay, we don't need the trumpets. We know it's awesome. You even get a 5-year price guarantee. And the best benefits in wireless.
A kazoo?
Pre-order and get the new Galaxy S26 Ultra. Really? Nothing? Did I mention at T-Mobile there's no trade-in needed? Better.
Guarantee excludes taxes and fees. Applies to monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data on the Beyond plan. Benefits vary by plan. May require activation and are based on included perks. Exclusions and details at T-Mobile.com.
Spring has sprung, and so has Ulta's 21-plus days of beauty event, now through March 26th. Over 250 beauty steals at 50% off, making it easy to refresh your routine. That means 50% off daily beauty steals from brands like Charlotte Tilbury, Sol de Janeiro, and Amika. Score weekly beauty steals on faves like Live Tinted and Polite Society. Plus, say hello to new arrivals from Rare Beauty and Natasha Denona. Don't wait. Shop in-store, online, or try pickup today. While supplies last, conditions apply. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating.
Keep celebrating when you bundle and save with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, and eligibility may vary.
At Planet Fitness, we're getting strong for the season's biggest games. Join now and your first month is free. Whether you're chasing a buzzer beater or your everyday goals, we've got next-level amenities like red light recovery and hydro massage to help you rebound and recover. Plus, with the PF Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime and access over 2,800 locations. Join now for $1 down, $24.99 a month, and get your first month free. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, March 13th. Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet.
Hey, college hoops fans. BetMGM is offering a legendary experience for you and three of your friends in Vegas. Climb the BetMGM Court of Legends leaderboard for a chance to win the trip of a lifetime to Las Vegas to see Haley and Hannah Cavender face off at the Bellagio. Just sign into your BetMGM account, opt into the promotion, then start placing sports bets of at least $10 to climb the leaderboard. 25 winners will take home grand prize packages that include 4 tickets to the Court of Legends event featuring the Cavender twins, with drawable funds for travel, a 3-night stay at the MGM Grand, and MGM Resorts credit. Make this March one to remember. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER for help in Maryland. Can also visit mdgamblinghelp.org. See betmgm.com for terms. 21 plus only. DC, Maryland, and Virginia only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Withdrawable bonus dollars for flight money. Please play responsibly. In partnership with MGM National Harbor.
New D.C. crash northbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel. It's going to be just off the freeway ramps, impacting both the eastbound and westbound freeway coming off the 14th and the 11th Street Bridge. Southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway crash in Riverdale should be on the shoulder, but it's been slow out of Laurel. Northbound's been slow as well. Outer loop of the Beltway on the brakes from 95 to Georgia Avenue, merging off the 270 spur to the Legion Bridge. The inner loop delays after Branch Avenue to the Wilson Bridge. Still slowing out of Springfield, but the crash at Gallows Road cleared. I'm Beverly Farmer. That's your traffic up to the minute.
This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm.
Having trouble sleeping?
Visit Mattress Firm during the Upgrade Your Sleep sale. Their sleep experts will help find your perfect bed from a premium selection of top brands. They make sleep easy.
DC's alternative rock is DC 101.
Elliot in the morning.
From a movie called Twister. Yeah, do tap, baby.
Elliot, 866-235-5468. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello, is this me?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
This is Nick.
Hey, Nick, where are you calling me from?
I'm calling you from Richmond.
Nick, next week, you want to swear to God you're going.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah! Dude, that's awesome!
Awesome!
That's awesome! So listen, next week, we are heading to Las Vegas. We're going to stay at the Aria. We're going to go to Hoots and Hops. Fantastic way to watch some NCAA basketball. We'll have a welcoming party. Plenty of free time. Have you ever been to Vegas before, Nick?
I have not.
Oh, dude. Get ready for one of the greatest weekends of... I don't know what's up there as great weekends of your life, but get ready to bump something down. You are going to have a fantastic... Hell, Tyler had never been there and went last year and loves it. Loves it.
Hell yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely. So, listen, I don't know who you're going to bring with you. You don't have to tell me now, but you and a guest, you will join us next week. And hold on one second. Let me get some info from you. And I look forward to seeing you in Vegas. All right, dude?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Hey, you got it, brother. Hold tight one second for me, please. Ooh, I like that. Never been.
Mm-hmm.
Never been. You know the good... Well, let's take care of the business. Still another trip to give away later. Twice a day, every day, you win a trip to Vegas. We'll do it all the way through Wednesday of next week. You know the great thing about Vegas, if you've never been? Like, you'll get there and you'll love it.
Yeah, as I did.
Yeah, no, I mean, but here's why. I'm going to tell you why. I'll tell you why. Is, like, I have no idea what Nick's into. I have no idea what Nick's into, right? He could be into gambling. Perfect. He could be into partying. Perfect. He could be into restaurants. Perfect. He could be into entertainment. Perfect. He could be into just walking around and drinking. Perfect. He could be into, pool parties. Perfect. Like, there's something for everybody in Vegas. Everybody. Now, listen, I'm not going to Vegas to go see a bunch of Cirque du Soleil shows, but there's something. If Jackie, I don't know, like Jackie doesn't like to gamble, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Jackie and I could still have a blast in Vegas because there's so much to do.
Right.
Like, you didn't gamble.
Not
a
bit.
No, we watched you.
And you won't, I'm guessing you won't gamble again.
Same answer as the other day, yeah.
Right. But there's
you don't need to enjoy
there's
it.
So it does make it better, though. It does make it better. It does make it better.
It's so great. I had so much fun, and I just cannot.
It's the greatest city in the world.
Wait, I don't agree with that, but I can't wait to get back out there.
Okay, it is one of the greatest cities in the world.
Oh, you can say it. It's fine for you to say. I wasn't co-signing, though, that claim.
Yeah, no, it is. It really is. It is as debaucherous as you want it to be, or as sophisticated as you want it to be.
Yep.
There are you could go get a $500 glass of champagne, or you could go up an escalator and find a way to eat free M&Ms. Like, it's got everything. You could smoke indoors.
I saw yesterday that Marquee Day Club at the Cosmopolitan. It opens this weekend.
Yes, it does. You know who's going to be standing right up front? Me and a 9-foot sub. No, but like take, for example, Nick, right? And I don't know who Nick's bringing. I don't know what Nick's relationship is. Maybe he's bringing his wife or girlfriend. I have no idea. And they've never been together. This could become their new spot. No, I'm being serious.
Mm-hmm.
You may have such a good time that you're like, we always have to go back to Vegas. Because every trip to Vegas is different.
Right.
That's true.
I've been to Vegas, I can't even tell you how many times. And it's never the same trip twice. You may go back and do some of the same things again. You may go back
and
go
at the same place.
Or go like, hey, you know what? Like, let's go have a cocktail. I love this bar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's fine. But you know what? Like, as I'm talking, you know what would be, like, horrible?
Well, I don't want to hear this. What
happens? No, not with Vegas. Not with Vegas. But let's say, honestly, I go to Vegas with Jackie. Jackie's never been. I'm just making this up.
Mm-hmm.
And we get there, and then we have a good time, right? It's fine. Jackie doesn't gamble, but it's fine. I could say to her when we get home, hey, let's go back next year. And you could go every year.
Yep.
Could you even just staying at a different hotel would be such... That's why I'm looking forward to the Aria, not just because it's a fabulous resort.
Step up.
But they themselves are little worlds.
Oh,
so
yes.
To be able to live in that place for a weekend, that's a whole nother experience.
I totally agree. Totally agree.
And you run into people from all over the world.
It's so international. Mm-hmm. It is so international.
But it would be bad, you're saying, if what?
Like, if you went to, like, Disney, and then...
Which we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
We talked about it this morning.
No, but yes, we did. We did. We went for a day, right? Mm-hmm. And I zero desire to go back. Zero desire to go back. But, like, if Jackie and I had gone to Disney, mm-hmm. right? And we got back, and Jackie all of a sudden was like, I love Disney! You're screwed.
Because that's your new place.
Because then you got to go back, and now all of a sudden you're dating adult Disney person. That's not a fun trip. There's nothing to do except go to parks.
I see, especially if you're staying at a Disney property.
Yeah, well, if the person you're dating is a Disney head, then...
Yes, Vegas does have...
AFOD, or whatever the term is, adult fans
of Disney.
Quite a variety.
Yeah, there's something to do. Mm-hmm. Like, if I was married to Jackie and, like, 2 years into the wedding, marriage, whatever you want to call it, she was like, hey, for whatever reason, we end up at Disney, and she became that person, and now I'm stuck married to somebody who is that person, that, you would divorce that. Or you could divorce that. Hmm. And by the way, expensive AF.
Yeah.
Vegas cheaper than Disney.
Well, depending on what you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I mean, you can gamble, but you don't need a ticket to get into the casino.
Yeah, but you lose a lot more money than the admission price to Disney if you're gambling.
If you buy a ticket to get into Disney, is there also a chance you could win $1 million?
That's fair.
Thank you. No, you know what I mean? Like, that would – imagine how bad that would be.
Yeah, I could see Vegas offers more for a travel partner.
Yes.
It's not just so one-dimensional.
And that's all Disney is. And I know you could tell me this park is different than that park or whatever. I've been to one. I'm good.
Yeah, it's like when people last year kept saying how much I was going to hate Vegas. I think that's because I loved Disney. No, I'm kidding. No, I think it was just because those
people... A lot of it
people,
doesn't fit your lifestyle.
But maybe, and that's what maybe those people are interested in. But I told you, I couldn't believe how... Because I thought there'd be, like, a lot of drinking, and there was. But I didn't drink a lot in Vegas because I was just so overwhelmed by all the other stuff to look at.
Yeah, they drink as much as you want.
Yep.
They have plenty.
Mm-hmm.
They have plenty.
Like, walking the strip was exciting on its own.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you could do it while drinking. Or smoking. There's a lot of weed. And there's a lot of weed everywhere. There's weed at Disney.
Is there?
Yes.
Did we smell any when we were there?
Yes, we did.
We did?
Yes. Weed and body odor.
Okay, I'll give you that.
It was hot.
But are you
not
saying,
like it's going to be in Vegas, it's only 97.
Are you saying that nobody
Watch.
Is dragged
Kristen,
to Vegas, but people are dragged to Disney?
Yes, nonstop. Kristen, will you do me a favor? And not like, but like, take for example, Chad.
Yes.
The engineer from Atlanta. He and his wife both love Disney.
Yeah, they go once a month.
You can't be one loves it, one doesn't like it. Because then you're screwed. Because the one that loves it, all they want to do is go. Kristen, will you do me a favor? Will you find me somebody who's, what do they call it? Is it ADOF? Adult fan?
AFOD.
What?
No, AFOD. Adult fan of Disney. Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
Are you sort of piggybacking that off of
Lego?
Yeah.
No, these are Disney adults. That's what they
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Yes.
Kristen, will you find me a Disney adult? I don't care if their spouse, if they have one, is into it or not. Will you find me, just real quick, I'm going to prove my point. Will you find me a Disney person, an adult, what is it called?
A Disney adult.
A Disney adult. Please.
I don't care
if their spouse or their girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, doesn't matter, is into it or not. I just need an adult, a Disney adult. I'm going to make this observation work in real time. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468.
And while she's gathering those calls, your theory that you're testing is that
Vegas way better than Disney.
Well, you're not going to necessarily find someone who's been to both. But
either, I've been to both.
Either they are going to say that their spouse is really into it.
Or hates it.
Or hated and they're no longer together.
Or heading that way. Yeah, they may not be there yet, but it's coming. It's coming. No, then they know it. They know it.
I hope. It's kind of a sad forecast. I hope that's not the case.
Could you imagine? I'm being serious. You get one vacation a year, maybe two. And you know that when you sit down with your wife or your husband and you go, hey, you know what we're doing this year? We're going to Disney. There's that, oh, I don't even want to go. No, I mean, seriously, what are you going to do? Sit in the hotel?
Hopefully you suck it up.
Every year I got to suck it up. So you can go to
your
favorite.
You got to compromise. Yeah.
You know what compromise is? Let's go someplace else.
And these Disney adults.
No, there is no compromise. Oh, you know what the compromise is?
More than once a year.
Yeah, no, you know what the compromise is? We'll go to three parks instead of four.
Aren't they changing the park hopping rule? You can do it before 11 now?
I do not know.
Me neither.
I do not know. No, but I'm saying that would be, if somebody said we're going to Vegas, you can go, oh, well, let's see what there is to do while we're there.
Yeah.
Does this one have a show? Does that one have a show? Who's at the Sphere? Let a couple of new restaurants open. And when I say a new restaurant open, it's not like the Be Our Guest Cafe closed and now, you know, Snow White's buffet is open. It's the same goddamn hamburger.
The food in Vegas is incredible.
Yeah.
It is one of the great food cities in the world. I'm going to get a 9-foot sub.
But that part is definitely one of the things I'm looking most forward to.
The food?
Eating Vegas style again.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
And I told you, too, after we got back, take the title away from New York. Don't try to apply it to New Orleans. Vegas is the city that never sleeps.
That is true. That is 100% true.
New York sleeps.
You want to find me at 4 in the morning? Gambling. Or getting M&M's. Is the M&M store open all week, all night?
Is it 24-hour? I don't know.
They may go to bed.
I'm getting 3 a.m. M&M's.
Do you really need 24-hour M&M's
those
store?
Those peanut butter and jelly M&M's were fantastic.
They do close at midnight.
Boo on their ass. Where am I going, Kristen? Line 7? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Elliot.
Yes, sir. Who's this?
Jim.
Yes, Jim. What can I do for you?
Hey, so we just got back from Disney in Florida, but in January we went to California, we went to Disney, and we went to Vegas on the same trip.
And what was better?
Any of the Disneys. Vegas sucked.
Oh, get out of here. But you're an adult. You're an adult Disney. You're a Disney adult, right?
Correct.
Is your wife... Well, you said, I don't know who you went with, but is your wife is she a Disney adult?
Yeah.
Well, of course you hated Vegas. There's activity. There's so much going on. It's not just...
There was nothing. It was concrete. It was like going to D.C. for the day.
I wish. Where did you go?
We were right there in downtown Vegas. We stayed at the Aria. It was like boring.
What's wrong with you?
Wow.
Seriously. The Aria is beautiful. The Aria is gorgeous.
Nothing.
The Aria is
nothing.
Gorgeous.
Nothing. You know, California, that was okay. Florida was pretty cool, though.
Oh,
so you're a Disney World, not a Disneyland.
Oh, no, we went to Disney World and Disneyland in this year so far.
Right. No, I understand that.
So far, it's only March.
Today's the 69th day of the year. No, I understand. All right. It's not fun. I know, right? That's where you and I connect.
It was a 16-day.
All right.
It was a 16-day trip. We went to Cali, we went to Maui, Honolulu, and Vegas in the same trip.
Oh, my God.
Hey, can I ask a question? What do you do for a living?
Sales.
What are you selling?
Stuff.
Exactly. Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. But you know what?
Love you, brother.
Here's what I would ask of you, though. Here's what I would ask of you between now and next Wednesday. Don't try to win one of the trips.
Oh, no, I want to go back, because if you were there, it would be fun.
Oh, there you go. Very good. Thank you. All right, dude. Hey, I appreciate the call. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
I bet he did Vegas at the end of that trip, and he was just tired.
Yeah,
he
also didn't know 16 what
he was,
days.
He also didn't know what he was doing. He was walking around looking for Tinkerbell. Line 8. Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Morning.
Hi. Are you a Disney adult?
I am actually both.
Oh.
So it's a very different experience. Disney and Vegas are two completely different things.
One's awesome.
You go to Disney for the magical experience of things and the rides and things, but Vegas is the shows and the concerts and the gambling. So they're on two different planes.
I'll give you that. But here's my question.
Can be both.
Here's my question. Are you married?
I am.
Is your husband a Disney adult?
He actually is not really what I would consider a Disney adult. However, we did the Food and Wine Festival last year with just adults. It was us and another couple.
Right.
And we did all the bars at all the different resorts. Plus, we drank around the world at Epcot.
I got you. No, and that I get. Like, yeah. That, but that's not going to Disney. Like, that's going...
Well, but we're going in the end of May, beginning of June for our daughter's 21st birthday.
Awesome.
So,
where, Vegas? Vegas, right?
Yeah, no, we're actually taking Disney. She wants to go to Disney.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't want to go to Vegas. Yeah,
she wants to go to Disney.
And do the drinking around the world.
Trust me, she doesn't. You know where she wants to drink? At a casino. She does not.
Well, she's been to Vegas because my sister-in-law lives there.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
We've done Vegas a lot. So, we've gone to shows there and...
All right, I'm 0 for 2.
Yeah,
I'm 0 for 2. I'm 0 for 2.
No, I'm on both planes with you, with Elliot, but I do agree with Jim that I think it would be a lot better with you.
No, I agree. And I agree. I agree with. But I guess maybe I didn't make my point. Like, if your husband wasn't a Disney adult, it would definitely be
a different experience.
It would be much easier to go, hey, let's go to Vegas than let's go to Disney.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, see, thank
and
you.
I was not a Vegas fan the first time we went, and then it took a couple times me going to say, okay, because I'm not a big gambler, but I'll take my $100 and I'll milk it in machines all weekend long.
You know, what I think throws people off of Vegas is... I'm trying to think of the, you know what? I can tell you what it is. Thank you, ma'am. And it's a little bit different now because more and more casinos are opening up. But it used to be you either went to Vegas or you went to Atlantic City, okay. Right? By and large, if you were going to go, yes, you can go to Laughlin. I get it. But by and large, you either went to Vegas or you went to Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
So when you got there, you were like, I'm doing something you can't do. Like, it's the only place you can do it. It almost felt like you were breaking the law a little bit. Like you had walked into this secluded little area, almost like it was the whole city was one giant illegal speakeasy. You know what I mean? And it still has that feeling.
Well, yeah, you couldn't bet sports on your phone a couple years ago.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like that was always Vegas. So I think when people get there, they're like, whoa, it really is debauchery at its best. As opposed to, well, I'm just going to stand here for 45 minutes and hope I get to ride Tron.
But I think to say debauchery at its best, I think, is a negative.
No! Yeah. I mean that in a good way.
Good debauchery.
For a lot of people, that's not, they hear that and go, that's not what I want.
Because
you make it sound like it's a Bourbon Street.
Which I love, Bourbon Street, second greatest city in the world.
I was impressed by how high class Vegas was.
Thank you.
You had cargo shorts on.
Right.
It wasn't you.
And accepted. And I was in the same Cosmopolitan hotel as a billionaire.
So for me, I was like, oh, my God. And I'm not talking about the high rollers. I'm just talking about how nice so much of it was. Like when you walked through the shops and
shops.
The malls and where the restaurants were. They're not like dining halls, but you some of the restaurants are off of the same main open spaces in some of these hotels.
Right.
Just beautiful. And some of the landscaping at these hotels, gorgeous.
Yes, exactly.
I didn't know we were getting that. So I was impressed that it was such, like you think of
right. No,
bright
you get
lights.
That.
You think of the bright lights. You think of neon. Mm-hmm. But it's not just that.
Right. No, you have all of that. But then if you want that, there's Treasure Island where there is garbage. And Excalibur, what? Where there is garbage.
You do sell Vegas in a very strange way. You like
no, because
you talk
it's
it up.
For everybody. It's for everybody.
That's my point. You want the debauchery.
No, but you're going all high end, which it is. But there's a, I think Dick's Last Resort closed.
I'm making your point for you. But
Red
then,
Lobster.
But then you go off and say, there is trash.
There is.
Why would you say that?
Because some people like trash.
Yeah, if you want to go with the real people, that's Fremont Street.
No. There's also a lot of good on Fremont Street. And then there's piles of vomit.
All I'm saying is it's what I'm looking forward to is not what you're looking forward to,
world.
But we both can't wait to go back.
Yes.
Yes.
And I could go share in yours and be fine with it. And you could share in mine and be fine with it.
Or you can
you can't do that at Disney.
Go off and do your own thing for part of the day too.
Yes,
if you want
Yes, and you can't do that at Disney. You know what? If your wife is a Disney adult and you're not, you sit in the hotel room and pull your PUD.
But I think the problem is, so that's why I asked you what your theory was, and it didn't seem like you had a clear one going into.
But I got
this.
It now.
I would not call it a hypothesis. It's just
it's a fact.
You're saying Disney and Vegas are different. I think it's unfair to say one is better than the other.
Watch. Because Vegas better.
But then you upset the Disney adults.
I'm not upsetting the Disney adults.
You've found out with the first few calls that these people have found their people. And for that reason, that's why they're crapping all over Vegas. Because
right.
They prefer Disney.
But I have no problem with that. I have no problem with somebody who prefers Disney over Vegas.
You just fought with two people.
No, I'm as the spouse. I don't like Disney. There's nothing for me to do. There's more for me to do in Vegas than there is for me to do at Disney.
But take Vegas out of the equation. Just focus on the Disney adult issues that can arise if
I don't want to go.
But you're not a Disney adult. And
I know that's what I'm saying. But if my wife was, I wouldn't want to go.
I know, but then that makes everyone upset. A lot of people online are like, can we stop comparing Vegas and Disney?
I bet people, for all the people that get married at Disney, I bet Disney also causes a lot of divorce.
That's fine, but...
Disney again.
Keep Las Vegas out of it. Las Vegas also hosts a few weddings as well.
Yeah, and by the way, not divorces.
But what's more fascinating is how couples who have one very prominent Disney fan navigate that fondness for Disney, taking Vegas out of the equation.
Yes, that's what I said. I wasn't comparing the two.
Breaking Vegas.
No,
yes,
they
you
did.
Have been.
No, all I said is if you're an adult fan of Disney and your spouse isn't, you end up in divorce. Period.
From Instagram.
I'm going to go spend $4,000 to be miserable for the third time this year? No.
I grew up going to Disney World twice every year, and my husband...
hated it.
We went for our honeymoon, but he's not really a Disney person, LOL. I would go twice a year if he allowed it still. I just tried to get him to go the other day to go back this summer with the kids, and it was a big no, LOL.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, you don't just cave in and go. It's not like you're like, well, I'll suck it up for the team and go to this restaurant I don't like. It's a $5,000 weekend.
Okay.
Disney causes divorce. I bet there are counselors' offices filled with people who are like, why did it end? Oh,
Disney.
Absolutely.
But remember, too, and we've talked to these people, some people will go with their girlfriends. Like
good,
they don't,
go.
Oh, my God.
Go.
They're not only
still costing me a ton of money
to go. Well, maybe in these relationships, both parties work.
Okay. Well, you're still spending a lot. Your trips are very expensive.
What is this? So you don't have to only go with your spouse.
Right.
You can go with your kids and your spouse can stay home.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, in the summer.
I'd like to vacation with my kids. Oh, you're going to Disney? Oh, well. See you later.
Send pictures.
When you get back, I'll file. I'm telling you, it happened. A lot of divorce from Disney.
I think you're now going to get.
Oh, it's magical. All right.
Who are going to really fight you on this. And it's not necessarily a fight you were looking to.
No, not at all. I was just trying to be pleasant. Hi, y'all in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, good morning. My name is Jen, and I'm a Disney adult. I tried to hide it for a while, but I can't anymore.
What do you mean you tried to hide it for a while?
From who?
Well, I guess just everyone, you know, because sometimes when you say you're a Disney adult, people look at you sideways.
Guilty.
But, but so my spouse does not like Disney. And he doesn't go with me. I just go on my own.
Were you?
I just got back last.
You just got back when?
I just got back last weekend. I was down there for the Princess Half Marathon weekend.
Did you run it or did you just go down to watch like other people run it?
Oh, no, I ran it.
Oh, good for
and
you.
I'm actually running all six Disney weekends. So I've been to Disneyland in the last 6 months, Disneyland twice and Disney World five times.
You're kind of an anomaly because a lot of people at Disney are like on those like mobility scooters.
Right. Not running marathons through Disney World.
Hey, so like so did your husband know that you were like this before you got married?
Yes. So when my daughter was growing up, she and I would go every summer and he would enjoy staying home and having a house to himself.
Amen.
So now that she's out of the house and it's just me, it's still kind of the same way. I get to go for, you know, a weekend here and there, and he gets the house to himself, and we're both happy.
Right. But if you were like, no, you need to go, you guys would have gotten divorced long ago.
Well, I don't know. But so I just did the Dopey Challenge in January. Which
I'm sorry.
Is,
you did the what?
Yes.
The Dopey Challenge.
What is that?
You run four races in a weekend. You run it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You run a 5K, then a 10K, then a half marathon, then a full marathon in the 4 days.
And it's the Dopey Challenge.
Yes. Because you're dopey for running 48 miles in 4 days.
No, I got it.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, it's the sleepy rest.
Challenge, yes.
Got it.
So I did make him come with me on that trip, but again, he doesn't do the parks. He doesn't like Disney. So we actually went brewery hopping while we were down there, and I think we hit like 20 some breweries around the area. But yeah, but he doesn't go with me, and it's fine. It's you know, we've been together 30 years, so we kind of
trust me. That's why you've been together 30 years is because he doesn't go.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Dopey. Probably. Thank you.
That's quite a bribe. Hey, we'll go to 20 breweries if you come with me.
I'm going to go do the Dopey Challenge.
She's running.
That's incredible. Yeah. That's a lot of endurance.
But you also don't have to go to Disney to do that. Oh, do the Taco Bell 50K.
It's like-minded people. And
yeah, do the Taco Bell 50K
those
with
Disney
Warrior.
Runs are incredibly popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so is the Marine Corps Marathon. You can do it here. It's cheaper.
Doesn't somebody here do the Disney runs?
Kristen Van den Hoogendugan used to do them.
Did she? Or is it someone's significant other that does them?
No. Didn't Kristen?
No, but she's long gone. I thought someone currently
does the Disney runs?
Has talked about supporting their significant other at a Disney run. Who was that?
It's not Cruise, is it?
No. Please.
What?
He ain't running.
No, maybe his wife does.
I doubt it.
I could see him as a Disney adult.
The 100%.
100%. Oh, he is?
Is he really? Yeah, he wears the ears. He sometimes wears them to work, Dorcas.
So in that relationship, he wears the Mickey ears?
And she wears the pants.
Is Cruz's wife a Disney adult? Oh, she is? If not, I would bet on them being. I'll bet on them being divorced when I get to Vegas. Where am I going? Line 7? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Matt. I live in Fort Lauderdale.
You're right there.
Yeah, we're about 3 hours away, but anybody that says Disney is better than Vegas is insane.
Thank you.
That is the craziest thing.
Are you are you and your wife Disney adults, though?
So my wife actually worked at Disney when she was in college. She did the Disney College program, so she turned me into a Disney adult. We used to go every year. We've kind of slowed down a little bit since we live so close, but and plus it's so expensive. But, I mean, Disney, you're standing in line for everything you do. Line for the rides, for the food.
See, that's what I mean. That's why if you're not into it, what a miserable weekend if you're not into it. That's miserable.
Yeah, walk downstairs in Vegas, you're at the casino, everything is amazing.
Exactly. Thank you, sir. Nobody gets divorced over Vegas.
So the Wardian family is checking in.
Oh boy.
They write, "We are not Disney people, but Mike does hold the dopey record."
Of course he does.
So I guess they took issue with your comment about like-minded people running.
They're not like-minded together. People. Yeah, they're
well,
not.
A lot
like-
of people like Disney, but you don't have to like.
No,
Disney.
I do agree. A lot of people like Disney. A lot of people who like Disney, their spouses don't, and that ends up in divorce. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Just me?
Yes. Very quickly, what can I do for you?
So I was just going to chime in on the Disney thing. I've been to Disneyland, Disney World. My wife wanted to take me and my two kids when they were 3 and 5. Awful. It was hot. Huge lines. $20 for everything cup-wise you have to buy. We ended up leaving a day early. Drove home in the car. Didn't speak for 2 hours.
My point. Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely, man.
Hey,
love
can
you
I,
guys.
Can I ask you this? Can
yeah.
I can I ask one other?
Absolutely.
I don't know if it's a vacation thing, but do people go to? If I was looking for somebody who's been to Nantucket,
yeah.
Could I find people who have been to Nantucket? Wait, hold on 1 second, sir. Who is that? That is Cruz and his wife.
Well, no, I'm showing you this picture, and I was just trying to suggest maybe he's been to Nantucket.
The
I didn't want you to look at what he was wearing.
They're wearing mouse ears, Tyler.
Okay, well, if I crop those out, maybe now, look, he looks like a guy who'd go to Nantucket.
100%. 100%. Can I find somebody? I've never been to Nantucket at all. Like, I've never been. It's like Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard.
Cape Cod.
Right. Yes. But I need someone who has specifically been to Nantucket. Would I be able to find that?
If that's all you need, definitely.
Yeah. No, I don't even know what there is to do in Nantucket.
I, too, have never been there.
I've never been.
We did Hyannis, but I've never been to Nantucket.
Hyannis?
Hyannis Port.
I have never been. I've been to Boston. Great city. Kristen, will you find me somebody that's been to Nantucket? Please. And I know everybody's saying the rhyme in their head. I'm doing it too. But I need somebody. I need a man from Nantucket. I need somebody from who's been there. Please. Is there somebody listening who lives there? No, Nantucket's the size of a quarter.
You never know.
All right.
Well, what kind of radius? You'll definitely find people from around there.
Yeah, I just need people who are familiar a little bit with Nantucket who have been there. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468.
Connect with Elliot in the morning, 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468.
Sunny today, nice and warm, highs near 80.
This report is sponsored by Staples. Staples has hundreds of great ways to boost your brand, like spectacular signs, brilliant brochures, eye-popping posters, mouth-watering menus, and more. Shop now through April 18th and save up to $125 on all your custom prints. Staples, that was easy.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit where credit is due. Credit for deciding, in the middle of rush hour traffic, to go back and get their bachelor's and a promotion. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. And credit for serving in the military by day so they can study cybersecurity at night. For over 75 years, we've been helping students receive the credit they deserve. With more than 135 degrees and certificates, students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. At UMGC, you'll find everything, online to hybrid courses, lifetime career services to scholarship opportunities, making your education journey flexible, fast, and affordable. Classes start soon. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
This is the sound of Lucy staying on top of her spending. You see, even though she's buying a new pair of jeans, she knows that it fits within her monthly budget. Because Wells Fargo will send an alert if her balance drops below her set amount. Yep, nothing gets past Lucy. Or Wells Fargo, for that matter. However you make money work, Wells Fargo can work with that.
Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
As the old saying goes, size matters.
At Morgan & Morgan, we have over 1,000 lawyers and nearly 6,000 people on staff.
But at the core, this is and always has been a family business.
Our family watching out for your family.
Call us or email us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on a Saturday or a Sunday.
And if you ever have a problem, call our mom.
Morgan & Morgan.
For the people and your family.
Injured? Dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
We all do it. You keep singing the wrong lyrics to a song, even though you know they're wrong. You stick with them.
So, what you're saying is, it's I love you, babe, and not lasagna, babe?
Reminds me of how people might be sticking with the wrong insurers. But switching to GEICO can get you the right coverage for the right price.
Oh, man. This whole time, I thought fire in my heart was referencing the heartburn from the lasagna.
I hate to break it to you, mate.
It feels good to get it right. It feels good to GEICO.
Okay, hear me out. What if Jurassic Park really existed? I've been thinking about it. My name is Tammo. You would absolutely need a reliable mobile connection to keep you online at the park. And with Xfinity Mobile, you have Wi-Fi where you need it and 5G everywhere else. Whether you're live streaming a T-Rex feeding, downloading park maps when you're lost in the Gallimimus run, you can stay connected with Raptor fast speeds. Xfinity Mobile is there for you at home and at the park, because it was born ready for you to roam. Xfinity, imagine that. And now you can cut your mobile bill in half with two lines of unlimited. Learn more at XfinityMobile.com and watch Jurassic Park with Xfinity. And don't forget about the Xfinity 5-year price guarantee. So you don't have to worry about your bill ever going up. You're guaranteed 5 years of Wi-Fi that boosts speeds to your devices that need them the most. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Internet required. Savings based on promotional rate for two lines of Xfinity Mobile Unlimited versus two lines of T-Mobile Experience More, Verizon Unlimited Plus, and AT&T Starter as of February 10th, 2026. Taxes, fees extra.
Hey, I'm Tom, founder of Culture Pop Soda. I started Culture Pop to create a soda that was totally different than any soda you've had before. We make soda with real simple ingredients. It's delicious, refreshing, and not too sweet. If soda grew on trees, it would be Culture Pop. Go find Culture Pop at your local store.
Prince George's County crash on Route 3 southbound at 450 Annapolis Road has traffic jammed out of Crofton. There are northbound delays as well. Outer loop of the Beltway, the crash at 270 moved on to the shoulder, but it's the focal point of delays now from I-95. Inner loop is still slow, Bethesda into Silver Spring, College Park off and on to Greenbelt. DC crash in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel north of the freeway jams up I-295 north and DC 295 south, not to mention 395 north across the 14th Street Bridge. I'm Beverly Farmer. That's your traffic up to the minute.
This report is sponsored by True Green. True Green. Don't waste another weekend doing your lawn care yourself. Partner with the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour and get a golf course quality lawn the easy way. Sign up at TrueGreen.com. Then sit back and relax.
Live from the Charleston Alexander Diamond Importer Studio, the Diamond Engagement Ring Experts, where the diamonds are.com. DC's alternative rock. DC 101. Broadcasting on top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDC, Washington. This is the EITM Radio Network.
She's always coming down. Who the hell's been talking right?
Nantucket, Nantucket. I need knowledgeable Nantucket people. Line two. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ann from Richmond.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you doing?
I am excellent, thank you. Ann, are you familiar? Are you familiar with Nantucket?
Yes, I am. My grandparents have a house there, so we go quite often. I mean, most every summer.
Did your grandparents grow up there?
No, they did not. They built a house there in the late 70s, I think it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they were in Connecticut at the time and started going over there and really liked it. And so they built.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you this. Do you know these? And I hope I don't mispronounce it. The Sconset Bluff Walk.
Yes, I do. It's one of my favorites.
Well, first of all, am I saying it correctly?
Yes, you are. Yep. Sconset. Yeah. The Bluff Walk. Yeah.
And what is that?
Okay, so as far as I know, I don't know when it actually, started or when they kind of developed it, but it's this really pretty walk. There's a little area, a little town called Sconset, and, I mean, there's definitely beautiful homes there, but they built this little pathway that goes along the, really along kind of the front yards of a lot of these houses, and so... I mean, you really can, I don't know how long it is. It might be like a mile, 2 miles, but you can walk really almost in people's yards, like all along the edge of the bluff that, is overlooking the ocean.
So it just cuts right through like people's yards and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You are literally in their front. Yeah. You're literally in their front yard. And those houses.
Yeah. You keep saying beautiful. You know, the average price of a house on the Sconset Bluff Walk is $4.5 million.
Yeah, yeah, I would believe that. Yep.
Would you say the people that are on the walk are respectful of the $4.5 million houses?
It's so funny because I just read the whole article that, they just passed and we're doing all these regulations. But every time I've been there, I think people are very respectful and, their pets with them, but they stay kind of on. You can tell, I don't think it's been maintained, but there's a little pathway from people walking and sometimes you're like in a little kind of wooded area. I mean, not wooded, but it's kind of protected. And then you're sometimes out in the open and right in their yard. I mean, maybe 50 feet from the house. So
here's what I can tell you. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. They make it sound like this Sconset area is picturesque. There's $4.5 million houses all over the place. And this walk, This bluff walk is open to the public. It's like an easement or a trail that kind of winds through the neighborhood and overlooks the water. It's supposed to be gorgeous. The locals are pissed.
The people who own those houses?
Well, one guy's all upset because So right now we're just walking on the trail.
Yeah,
right?
You are right next to those homes.
Yeah.
No, I am in their yard.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I am in their yard. Right. You paid $4.5 million for that. I'm drinking. buses of tourists pull up and they drop off and they walk this path. And it goes, look at that house.
Oh my God.
Now can you hit pause on the video? Wait, yes. Go back so I can see their yard, right?
Yes.
Go back a little bit. Right there. Pause.
Yeah.
Okay. So homeowner ensconce it along the path like this guy. This guy probably busted his hump his whole life, or he's hoity-toity.
That's probably his second home, by the way.
Okay, whatever. You know what he wasn't expecting at 10 p.m. when he heard noise? Couple naked on that chaise lounge having sex.
Oh, my God.
So yeah. People are getting themselves off the path.
Excuse me?
The path.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, I got off.
Stop.
Hell yeah, I did. Yeah, no, like people, like, I don't know if it's like a, it's not a booze cruise. I don't know if it's like a walk and drink, but the homeowners are like, you're trashing us. And people are like just getting S face. People are also smoking a lot of weed while they're walking along. But one guy caught people having sex on his front porch, now, right on, like they had like a sofa outside.
And that is trespassing. But putting crime to the side for a second, if people are walking on this path and you're just trying to enjoy your backyard, man, yeah, they are right up on you.
And apparently it is nonstop tourists.
So they're dropping off, like, it's because how long has this walk been there?
A thing.
Oh, forever.
But when did they commercialize it and decide that we're going to run buses up to drop people off?
During high season, you can expect well over 1,000 visitors a day.
Oh, God.
Whoa. But,
what?
And they're doing it at night, too? It's not, I mean, it's,
there's
it would
no
be
time.
Bad enough if
there's
it was
no
during
time.
The day.
But this doesn't close, this walk is not closed at dusk?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get done.
Oh, that's one of the things.
Yes.
Oh.
Can we put turnstiles in?
No.
And they're like, we're not putting turnstiles in. Can we wall it? They wanted to try to get security, but security can't do anything.
Man. It does describe it here as the most beautiful walk you'll ever be on.
They would like to, they wanted to make it that you couldn't walk the trail after 5:30. And people were like, well, you know.
The hell?
How about those of us that live here that enjoy walking?
Oh.
Like, we can't use it? So then they said, okay, what about to 7:30? So everybody who lives there was like, perfect. The path closes at 7:30. And they were like, great. How do we regulate that? I don't know. Other than to say it closes at 7:30, but nobody cares.
Wait, there was some sort of rule on a sign here. God, you're right next to that jungle gym equipment.
Yeah, they're also trying to hire bluff docents.
Oh.
Yeah, that'll go over well. How about them apples? Oh, look. Look how I'm right in their yard.
Oh, by their garden.
Hey, what are you cooking in there?
Seriously, if you're just in your kitchen, if you're inside your house, these people are right there.
Yeah. Hey, who's the guy in the Elliot in the Morning camo hoodie? Yeah.
What did that sign say? There we go. What did that sign say? Can you read it?
Oh, wait.
No.
Go back. Go back. Pause. This is a walking path. Please don't bike or jog. Call the cops, bitch.
So are people doing that as well?
Yes.
Oh.
They said at the end of the path, literally buses pull up. And they get, like, I've never been there, but, like, I've been to, is it Newport, Rhode Island, that has, like, the cliff walk?
Very fancy.
Yeah. Where, like, people go see, like, the Great Gatsby house and stuff like that.
Taylor Swift's house is there, too.
Whatever. But, like, that was forever ago. This sounds like that. And all of these people are like, Buffy. Oh, that's a nice house. I may just take a load off and sit down there.
Does everyone have the same lawn service?
Like, perfect.
It's weird, too, when the path stops, but you are supposed to continue along just walking through their backyard to where the path starts up again between properties.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, I'd be so angry
yeah.
if I spent all of this money and this is my daily distraction.
1,000 people a day. You know what would make you feel better? If when they panned over, you saw me railing someone out there right on your front porch.
Wow. I get it. Usually I don't side with the rich and famous, but...
I spent $8 million on this house and I've got a couple from Manassas who are getting after it.
But is it kind of like the whole shoplifting from big corporations? Do people not feel bad about this?
Because they're rich?
Because they're rich?
I don't feel bad.
Or are they like, hey, no.
Where am I going to run into these people again? At the board meeting?
Like businesses that are running buses. I'm doing what they say is an attraction.
Oh, it definitely is an attraction. Well, yeah, it's an attraction. It's a walk. I guess people are feeling less respectful of it. Line five. Hi, Elliot. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, who's this?
This is Scott.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Good. So, yeah, I heard you talking about it. I grew up on Cape Cod. I lived there for about 28 years. So I've been to Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket several times.
Are you familiar with the Sconset Bluff Walk?
Yes. And the sad part about Cape Cod and the islands is it's so tourist heavy.
Yeah.
Like, literally, people run businesses around it.
Yeah, it would be like owning like a shop at like Dewey or Ocean City. That, I mean, I'm being serious. Like, it's for tourists, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like, in the wintertime, there's nothing to do but hit the bars at 4 o'clock for the locals because everything's closed.
So I'm hammered up and I'm getting on this path. I'm puking in your yard. I'm peeing in your yard. Like, it's a mess.
It is. It is. And like Martha's Vineyard is really known as like the party town. Like, that's where people go to party and drink. Whereas Nantucket's more scenic. It's more for like Tyler. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Gotcha.
What does that mean?
I love Vegas.
They've got cobblestone streets. They've got whaling museums. Something that he would all be into.
I hear you. No, I understand what you mean. Hey, what is the... So how did they... There's no way to monitor this, though, because it's just a path. It's open.
Yeah, and these guys that live over in Nantucket, they are just... They got more money than what they know what to do with.
Yeah, I could see some of the houses. Like, I know they say the average house is $4.5 million. That's like... That... Think of how bad it has to be to pull that house's value down to $4.5 million. No, like, somebody's got to have a crap hole, and then there's these ones on the path that are just beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, and they're so old. It's like, they're all, it's just historical.
Right. And that, oh my God, look at that. On this path, I am close enough to touch, the path literally is close enough that if I put my arm out, I touch the house as I walk by it.
Yeah. Yeah, so imagine if you're, you know, banging some chick.
Yeah, right on the on their patio, no less. Here come white trash Elliot.
And I like some of the homeowners have put up like little plaques that say private. Yeah, that's going to work.
Right. Private. The path is on your yard.
And that's the thing with these videos that were uploaded to YouTube. You can tell everyone else is filming if it's just for their private collection of vacation memories. So you're constantly on camera.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. It does say in the rules, it does say you're supposed to keep your cell phones on vibrate.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It says keep voices low.
Oh, please.
Cell phones are silenced. And like we saw, no running.
Yeah. Well, I'm wearing a big Johnson tank top right now.
How close? We should have asked that guy because he would have known. Or perhaps you do. So when we see this, I keep wanting to say over the bluff.
Over the bluff.
But it's the bluff walk, right?
Yes.
How close is a commercial part of town to this?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that. And I don't know the answer.
And I don't mean big city, but like, is there a restaurant nearby? Even if it's off on its own.
Yeah, like a little, almost like a little town center, if you will.
Yeah, I see town center these days. Sounds bigger.
Big.
Too. Is there something
a little strip.
That people would also go to or patronize? Or are these buses having to get them out a bit to go on this walk?
Okay, I'll see if I can get that answer. Where am I going? Line one. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Me?
Yeah,
Are
hi.
Me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Jen. Hi, Elliot.
Are you familiar with Nantucket?
I'm very familiar with Nantucket. We go a couple times a year. My husband lived there for like a decade.
Oh, no kidding. Did he live in Sconset?
He did not live in Sconset. That's on the other side of the island, but we've been to Sconset a lot of times and been on the weird bluff walk. It feels really weird, like you're walking in people's backyards, because you are. And also, there is like a little tiny, what is that place called? Like the Sconset Market. There's like a little cafe and a market, and that's really all there is. So there's nothing super commercial out there, but there's a casino.
How?
But there's nothing. It's not close to town.
How far, like if I were going to go someplace where there was like a couple of bars and restaurants, and then I wanted to go walk through people's yards, how far away is that? Like these buses that are pulling up, where are they pulling up from?
Right in front. So if you take the bus from town to Sconset, it's like, 30 minutes. I mean, there's a lot of stops. But if you went and got hammered in town where there's a lot of bars and a lot of places you can walk and people are super hammered all the time, you took the NERDA, the free bus, to Sconset, like 30 minutes, and it drops you off like right in this little circle. And it's
Let's go!
Dude, it's right there. It's right there. And then it's like you're walking through people's backyards and there's like trails that go to the beach because on the other side of the bluff walk is like a kind of like a small forest and you just walk and then you're on the beach. But you are in people's yards. You can see like their fancy little cups hanging in their window and like you can see them if they're having coffee in their kitchen. It's crazy. It feels super weird.
Is there anybody famous who like, is there like a famous name that lives in Sconset?
There's so many famous people that live there, but my husband said there's an actor called, his name's John Shea. He lives in Sconset. I guess he's one of the people that have been talking about this bluff walk business.
Oh, he doesn't like the looky-loos walking through.
Figure.
Yeah,
the poor.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Wow, that's something. And it really, I can't stress enough, you really are in people's yards.
Yes, dude. Like, the first time we went, I had never been there, and we were just walking around Sconset, and you just kind of follow this path, and I thought we were doing something wrong. And my husband's like, no, it's like a thing. And you're in people's yards, dude. Like you could, I don't know, like 10 feet from people's like little.
No, you know what I was going to say? Like the only way that I can make this make sense is if you were going through a normal, forget Sconset, normal neighborhood.
Yeah.
And there's like somebody has a house and then they have a little bit of yard and then they have a sidewalk. It would be like, I'm not going to stay on the sidewalk. I'm going to walk all the way up by their like the front of their house and just walk along. And that's what it's like, but you're doing it with these mega mansion houses.
Yeah. I mean, the houses in Sconset, in that area, they're not like the super mega mansions. They are kind of tiny. They feel like, I'm 6 feet tall, and they're like 8 feet tall total. Like, they are kind of sort of small, but you are walking like in their yard. It's like a dirt path, like 10 feet from the back of their house.
That's
or
fantastic.
Sometimes it's further, sometimes it's closer. It's weird, dude. It's super weird. I would imagine that they don't like it because around here you get shot.
Oh, they true. No, but they hate it. And that's why they can't figure out a way to prevent it from happening. And one guy was like, literally, this is it. This is the last straw. There are people having sex on the little sofa right outside my front door. And we can't do this anymore, but they can't figure out. They're not going to put up turnstiles. They're not going to put up a door.
Yeah.
What's security? They're going to have security there all night trying to stop me as I'm going up there. And now, the other thing they're afraid of is if we all of a sudden try to police it, people are going to go out of their way to go
push back even harder.
Watch this. You can't catch me. Here I am. I'm double railing on somebody's front yard.
I'll show you a violation.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Anal.
Dude. And the people that go to Nantucket, they're just going, sorry.
We heard that.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, there's just a bunch of weird, spoiled rich kids. I'm sorry.
Gotcha. No, that's okay. That's all right. All right, very good. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. I will say this. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you live somewhere and you live in a $10 million house, it's probably beautiful.
So it looks like another angle the Nantucket Current is reporting on is that the over-tourism is resulting in excess erosion.
Oh.
On the pathway?
Hug a tree.
Oh. We want to protect the bluff. You're right, Elliot. You hug a tree, I'll protect the bluff.
Yeah, but do you want tourist money or no? Well, I mean, the people that live there don't.
And they really hate the influencers on Instagram. Mm. And
oh,
TikTok.
You know I got to put that up. Absolutely.
Who have in the last few years driven so much of this tourism.
That's awesome.
Is it? I would feel so uncomfortable making this walk.
Why?
You feel like you're violating someone's personal space.
You are right up in their yard. If you can see their cups.
No, but you're not doing anything wrong.
I know, but it's still, you can be uncomfortable, but not be doing something illegal.
Hey, morning, you got an extra egg sandwich?
How do these people, they must not use their backyards.
I know somebody that used one guy's front yard. Yeah, no, well, you're going to spend all that money and not use your yard?
But you're going to have...
You're captive in your $10 million jail?
It seems like they are. Did we find out when this path was created?
Oh, I meant to look that up. I don't see it.
Because I'm sure there are people who are...
No, like, I bet it goes back forever.
You moved in there, you knew it was there.
Here you go. Oh, and because part of it is kind of like elevated and overlooks the water.
Yeah.
It says, the path has become an increasingly popular destination with people showing up in masses. One resident, if you go in my backyard, you'll see people with yoga mats.
Oh, God.
As buses come to Sconset, people get off and just inundate our backyard. People will also urinate.
Mm.
The mile-long path is touted as a favorite among visitors for its scenic view of the coastline and multi-million-dollar oceanfront properties that look out over the water. Hey, so just throw your mat down. Let's do yoga here. It's beautiful.
So to answer the question about anybody maybe being there before this walk was established, William Flagg did so in 1892.
And what do I know about him? Oh, that's just he was there.
No, he's the person. He was the resident who petitioned to get the tract for a public footpath.
Way to go, William. Look what you started.
So it's been there for over 130 years. <Yeah. laughs>
I love it. All right, quick break. We'll come back. I know where I'm going. Give me a quick break. It's Elliot in the Morning.
Connect with Elliot in the Morning. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468. Elliot in the Morning.
Sunny today, nice and warm, highs near 80.
This report is sponsored by eBay.
So I was on eBay because I'm absolutely obsessed
with this rare hologram trading card. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. eBay had it. They even had
the perfect parts that fit my car.
Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay.
Your one stop for advertising? Call 844-844-IHEART.
It's Mike Jones here. When spring comes, it's all about a fresh start. And if you're ready to upgrade your ride, you should start by selling your used car to GiveMeTheVIN.com. Because with GiveMeTheVIN.com, they're buying your car, truck, SUV, whatever you have, and giving you the best cash offer possible in about a minute after you put in your VIN number and upload a few pics. With GiveMeTheVIN.com, it's super easy to make your fresh start happen.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
We've all been there. You hold on to a coupon, hoping to cash it in at the store, but then you forget about it. And suddenly you've got a mountain of useless expired coupons.
Do you think this one's still good? Free milk.
Oh, mate, that expired in 1993.
Dang it.
Fortunately, there are better ways to save money, like by switching to GEICO. You could save about $900 on car insurance without ever touching a coupon.
Ooh, how about this one? Half-off floppy disks.
Now, you should try a bit of spring cleaning.
It feels good to save big. It feels good to GEICO.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. Yeah. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping.
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees.
Save on hearty main dishes at Whole Foods Market. Get 20% off air-chilled boneless skinless chicken breast with Prime through March 10th. As always, there are no antibiotics ever. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Camouflage is everywhere, if you know how to look. And listen. Even my
voice could be a disguise, a way of hiding the truth. Camouflage, designed to deceive.
A new exhibit at the International Spy Museum lets you explore
a world of disguise and deception that will change how you see
and hear the one you live in. Visit Camouflage, designed to deceive. Open now. Get your tickets at spymuseum.org.
If I'm being honest, I get overwhelmed thinking about my day-to-day and week-to-week. Imagining all that can happen in 5 years can be a bit much. I like to know there's something steady and reliable in there. My name is Tammo. That's why I appreciate Xfinity, because, you know, jobs change, kids grow, new memes come out. But what if you had reliable, intelligent Wi-Fi and the price didn't change for 5 years? Thanks to the Xfinity 5-year price guarantee, you don't have to worry about that part of the future. You're guaranteed 5